You probably spent hours sifting through endless website garbage to get here, so you might be interested in hearing
our top five reasons why the internet sucks with David Lawrence.
And now, from the most connected city in the universe, this is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
Well, it's actually Max,
Victoria,
and Jennifer
sitting in for David Lawrence. As you know, he's acting and he's handing the reins over to us. And very soon it'll just be known as Online Tonight with the Smarts. But right now it's still Online Tonight with David Lawrence. But David's not here. Still taking your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE. And we want you to go ahead and give us a call and leave us a voicemail. And we will take your calls and we'll still use them. We cannot take calls while we are here at the beautiful International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas Mega Center. Over a million square feet is where we are. We are bringing all of the fun stuff to you live right here. And we still want to hear from you, so we're taking your instant messages and your email address. Your email messages, our email address is radio@smartfamilyshow.com. And our instant messages are Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio on AOL, Yahoo, iChat, and all those great services.
And I bet that you will have many more questions as we proceed this week, because we're going to be bringing up all kinds of stuff that we're seeing at the show and new technologies and things that you may not be familiar with.
The questions are already coming in. But I'm very excited. We have Tom Smith, who's going to join us this hour. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about his company and some of the kind of scary things that they do. But they have really nice stuffed animals. And we'll get all into that. We're going to ask them all about that. And that'll be good, all from the CES floor. But we want to make sure that you know that we are taking your calls and we are taking your instant messages while we're here at CES.
Tom, something that I am very curious about. Where did Taser come from? You're with Taser. That's the name of the company. But the technology's actually been around for quite some time. Can you give us some of the history on that?
Absolutely. And again, thanks for having us on the show. Taser has been around actually since the late 1960s, early 1970s, and a gentleman by the name of Jack Cover invented the technology. He was working at NASA on the Apollo moon landing programs, and he was looking for a way to be able to protect himself without having to take a life. We've had a lot of advancements in the lethal side of weapons over the years, but the non-lethal side hadn't really changed, other than maybe making the caveman's baton collapsible or making food ingredients that you can spray in people's eyes.
Right.
But we've had all these advances in science, and so Jack really had looked at it in the late 70s. And when he was trying to come up with a name for the product, the Taser brand name, he looked back to his childhood. And when in the early 1900s, when Jack was young and growing up, he was reading the Tom Swift books. And one of the books talked about Tom Swift shooting an electric ray gun through the wall. So he said, hey, I like those books. It was my favorite. So he calls it the Thomas A. Swift Electric Rifle, or Taser.
It's an acronym. I didn't know that. I thought it was named after a cat or something.
No, it is an acronym. And that's kind of a unique history that we have, that obviously now everybody knows the name Taser, so we like to give Jack a lot of credit. But Jack was a true inventor, and, you know, it kind of floundered through the years. And my brother and I started our company in 1993 when we had a tragic incident where kids that played high school football with my brother cut a guy off in Scottsdale, Arizona at a traffic light, and he followed him into a parking lot and shot and killed him for no reason. It was a senseless situation that really hit home for us to say, you know, we can put man on the moon and talk on cell phones today and have all these great things, but why can't we use technology to be able to protect ourselves without having to take a life?
It's all these football rivalries.
Well, we've had them used at the football games for sure.
One of the things that's always I've wondered about is Taser. When people think of Taser, it's kind of like TiVo or Xerox or Jacuzzi. You don't necessarily think that somebody just owns that name. You think of it more as a technology. How does that work? Do you own the name Taser? Anybody else that uses Taser-like technology has to license that from you? Or how do you, like, avoid the verb versus the company kind of thing?
Well, that's one of our biggest challenges because Taser is a registered trademark with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, and we do own the name Taser. It was actually trademarked back in the 1980s, and when Jack retired from the business, we ended up buying the name. So a lot of times when the media does misuse the name Taser or call it a Taser for a verb, we are responding by sending letters to protect the trademark, because if we don't, then it will become generic and we will lose the value that's really come into the name Taser. So it is something that's a big challenge for us. And a lot of times, because it's become so well known, a lot of the stun guns that people have seen for years that are knocked off in China, the media will simply call it a Taser because the Taser brand name has become so well known. So right. It is a big challenge for us to protect that mark.
So if it's not Taser, then it's just a stun gun. And it's probably not as good as a Taser brand.
You are correct.
And so what is the difference between what you would call a stun gun and a Taser?
Great question. A stun gun would be a device that you would have to actually touch the individual with. And at that point, they're already, if you're feeling threatened, they're too close.
Right.
And I have really short arms and a really big head, and that's why I can't reach them.
So you want to keep those persons at a distance. So with the Taser, we can actually shoot out a distance of up to 15 feet.
Wow.
So you can keep them away from you if you feel threatened. And it doesn't go too far where you don't really use it offensively. You know, we mm-hmm. really want to keep it a defensive device so it doesn't get misused. We'll get into a little bit of the accountability that we built into it. But it does work out to a distance.
So you have things like shooting out at you.
Correct. It shoots two darts that are attached by wire. So kind of think of jumper cables is a good analogy with a positive and a negative that will attach to you, and then we send an electrical signal through those wires that make all your muscles contract and release, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. So we have to spend a lot of time on education because people think they understand it. They'll hear the high voltage numbers, and we really have to explain to them electricity is life. It's what we use to move and talk and everything.
Yeah, it's like you have electrical current running up and down your spine, right?
Exactly. And all we're doing is plugging into you remotely and making those muscles that are just looking for a stimulus, we're making them contract and release so you can't fight through it, so you can't fight anymore. But it doesn't, the fact that I'm pumping my hand doesn't affect the heart or the breathing. It's a different system within the body.
And is that completely independent of what's going on with the brain? The reason I ask is my cousin, big man, he's huge, retired sheriff, got beat to a pulp by a guy that was on some three-letter word, drug.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how a beating of the guy with the stick did nothing. He was still coming at these three officers. Does a Taser affect the body in a different way? I mean, would that have been something they could have used to get control of that gentleman better than using sticks?
Absolutely. And what you just described is the exact perfect scenario for a Taser use, because that individual was able to fight through that because he was on a drug which numbs the nervous system so they don't feel pain. And all those other devices, a baton or pepper spray or whatever, they all rely on pain and enough pain where you say, okay, I hurt enough, I'm not going to fight anymore. The Taser, we don't care what your pain tolerance is because we make your muscles contract and release no matter what your size is, what your background is, which is why it is so effective, and that's why over 12,000 departments in 43 countries around the world are using it.
Wow. So it's just completely involuntary regardless of my mental state.
Absolutely, yes. And that's why on drug users and people on alcohol that don't feel pain, it has such a tremendous success.
What about people of different sizes and shapes? I mean, is the same? Does it work the same for a smaller person versus a larger person?
Absolutely. And that's, one of the advantages is it doesn't really matter the size. We've actually daisy chained up over 100 people together and put one on either end of the chain and dropped all of them at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
So it shows that the electricity stimulation doesn't vary based on the size of the person. It's just a stimulation.
All right, so we may learn some physics here. I don't know if you watched that Mythbusters with me, but it's not voltage that kills you. It's amperage. And maybe we'll learn a little bit about physics in just a moment as we continue with Tom from Taser International here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
USend it allows you to send, receive, and track important or large digital files of any kind right over the web. With free plugins for applications like Microsoft Outlook and Adobe Photoshop, you can USend it right from within your work environment. USend it Express, also available free at USendIt.com, allows you to send files or folders in unlimited batches right from your desktop. You don't even have to open a browser. For more information and to start your free trial, visit USendIt.com. That's USendIt.com.
There's nothing more powerful than a good night's sleep. Deep, restful sleep that strengthens and recharges you for the day ahead. That's the kind of sleep you get on a Euro airbed. Combining air and memory foam, your body is gently cradled in a Euro airbed, customized via digital number controls to your unique shape. Here's a phone number to get your very own Euro airbed to try for 90 days absolutely free. Don't wait another moment. Call 1-800-US-SLEEP for the Euro airbed. That's 1-800-US-SLEEP.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
Hey, Gail, good to see you.
Oh, you too, Kim. What are you doing?
Just grilling up some burgers.
Oh, well, they look fantastic. But, Kim, you're in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got these great burgers, fresh tomatoes and lettuce right inside, all at really low prices. It looked so wonderful, I just couldn't wait to start grilling.
So you just set up everything right here.
Yep, and it looks like I'm not alone. Hey, neighbors.
Hey, Kim, throw a burger on for me.
Absolutely.
Fresh produce and quality meats at Walmart. Great barbecues start here.
As you may have heard, Yahoo Music Unlimited is now offering over 1 million songs for just $5 a month, which studies show would amount to 58,333 huge hours of rap.
I flow over a beat that make a chick weave blow, and those who try to compete to the wall, I throw.
So oh, yeah. Yahoo Music Unlimited, over 1 million songs, $5 a month. This is huge.
$4.99 monthly price available with annual subscription. $59.88 upfront billed annually. See additional terms at sign up.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Geico for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I want to talk to you about GoDaddy.com. They're driving me crazy. They always lower their prices. All right? Now, if you buy any new non-domain product, you get your domain for only $1.99. I mean, pretty soon, I've been saying this on the air as a joke, but pretty soon, GoDaddy, they're going to be paying you to take their domains. The most you'll pay for a .com domain registration is just $7.95 a year. The most you'll pay for .com domain transfers is $6.95 a year, and that includes a free one-year extension. And I will save you 10% with the brand new code RADIOSHOW. Whatever you buy at GoDaddy.com, you get into the shopping cart, type a little code RADIOSHOW in, apply the code, 10% off. Free extras with every domain name, complete email, starter web package, for sale page, free park page, getting started guide. It's all at GoDaddy.com. That's GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com.
Geek Speak. We were just talking to Tom from Taser International about, I just learned that Taser is an acronym. Here's another acronym that you may or may not hear about. It's CES. Hey, I went to CES this year. I've been to CES for 5 years. And some people may not even know what it is. We are here live at the International Consumer Electronics Show. And that's what this Geek Speak is for this hour. Consumer Electronics Show. So if you hear people going, oh, CES this or CES that, well, now you know. Now is this hour's Geek Speak. All right, we continue our conversation with Mr. Tom. He also saw that Mythbusters where they were trying to remember exactly what it was. They were they've done several different ones with electricity, and not the bald guy, the other guy. Do you remember the names of the people from...
Jamie and
I always
Bob
remember Jamie. I can't remember the other guy.
I can't remember
name.
The other guy, the guy with the red mustache. He was saying that it's not amperage, it's not voltage that kills you. 70,000 volts sounds like, oh my gosh, it's the amperage that kills you, that can kill you. That's the key here, can kill you.
Correct.
It may not. Like the amps that are running through your household, 120. Do you know what that average is?
16 amps.
16 amps. Wow, that's why I've seen people's fingers get blown off if it contacts their ring, their wedding ring, or things like that. I remember when I was in electronics class in high school, they showed you this video where the guy had a ring on and another lady that had a bracelet on. They reached like into an old IBM 8086 computer that ran at like 8 megahertz. But their hand didn't come out of the box because they hit the power supply wrong. So amps is what's important, right?
That's correct. It is the amps. You can actually, everybody's rubbed their feet on a carpet and you go get a static shock on a doorknob. That can be as high as 35 or 40,000 volts.
Wow.
Huh.
See, so,
and you're getting shocked
all the time.
Time.
I don't know what it is, but every single time
shocks.
I touch my Denon receiver at home or every single time I get out of my Saturn, my car, and close the door, I go like this before I close the door because I am going to get a shock no matter what. I don't know what it is. My shoes.
Even the dog shocks you
it's
sometimes.
Not my hair because I ain't got any.
Well, a lot of times on the cars, just the wind passing over the surface creates friction.
But they don't get it. They're in the car with me.
Well, you get out first, right? Maybe that's it.
Mm. Oh, I don't. Okay, you get out
first. We're always gathering
time.
Up stuff from inside the car. He's
huh, so I ground the car.
That's right. You do.
I never thought of that. I'm not getting out first anymore. You open my door from now on. All right, so when you're looking at something like this, the stun guns or the Taser International brand, what is it that you should be looking for? I mean, is voltage versus amps that important, or is there like a bigger thing that you should really be looking at?
Well, for us, there's a much bigger thing, and it's the waveform. You know, there's a lot of stun guns on the market. If you go look online today, there's hundreds of them, and they're usually made in the Orient. And I've seen them advertised as high as 1,000,000 volts, which is just crazy because the physics on electricity, if you remember back, for every 12,500 volts, it will jump roughly a quarter-inch air gap. Air is very resistive. So if you're telling me it's 1,000,000-volt device, you're going to have a spark, a blue spark that's jumping 4 or 5 inches, and it's just not realistic. What we worry about is not so much the voltage or really the amperage, but it's the waveform that we copy. And when I have my hand contract and release, if you look on an oscilloscope, you would see a certain shape of energy the way that that is delivered. And what we've basically done was copy that waveform and put it into this device. So when we plug it into you, that muscle sees the same stimulation, and that's why we get such a positive reaction to immobilize you so you can't fight through that.
I think the thing that interests me more is the fact that I don't have to be close to my perpetrator, my assailant, because I am a runner. I like to just, you know,
well,
I was taught, because I'm really small. I was 4'8 until my senior year in high school, and this is my favorite story. My freshman year, I was afraid I was going to get put in a trash can or locked in a locker, and all the football players go, he's small, he needs protection, which was great, because I was afraid they were going to beat the poop out of me, which they didn't. So I like the fact that I don't have to get near anybody, and yet I can still be safe.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say it seems really silly that to have to get closer to your attacker to zap them with some other stun guns because, you know, why would you get close enough for them to grab you?
Absolutely, and that's why with this gives you 15 feet, and you played into a perfect role for us. When you hit that individual, set it on the ground. It runs automatically for 30 seconds so that you can run and get yourself to safety, and you let us know you use it. We'll give you a free one. Don't worry about it. Your life's worth more than the taser, so use it, set it down, get yourself out of there. We don't want you to stick around. You know, let law enforcement deal with taking that person. We want to get you away from a situation where you felt threatened.
Well, I mean, growing up in L.A., I learned you throw your wallet that way and you run the opposite direction. It's not complicated.
Diversion.
Yeah, if they want something, you throw it that way and make sure you have an escape route. That just seems common sense. Now, If it's a crime, though, aren't you like supposed to hang out and wait for the policeman to do a report or something? But you have something unique where the cops know who to call.
That's right. One of the things from when we started in 94, we did not want to contribute to the crime problem. You know, there was 1.4 million violent crimes in the United States last year. So we wanted to make sure that somebody like my mom or my wife, that when she had the ability to use this, she could have access to it. But somebody that was thinking about trying to misuse it knew they would be held accountable. So when you buy the taser, we actually register the name of you as the owner of that device. And when it shoots those probes out to the 15 feet, it spreads little pieces of like hole punch size paper that are pink and yellow and clear with the serial number of the device.
Confetti. It's like a party.
Exactly. But it's holding you accountable. So if you do decide to misuse this, the police can pick up one of those tags and call me with the serial number, and I give them your name as the registered owner. So we ensure accountable use.
Do you have to get a permit, like with pepper spray?
Great question. No, you do not. We use compressed nitrogen to actually fire the probe, so we're not considered a firearm. And there are no restrictions in 43 states. There are 7 states up in the Northeast that outlaw electronic devices, of which we fall into the category. But in those other 43 states, there's no restrictions. We self-impose that we want you to be over the age of 18. We include a DVD for training and a manual for training so you know how to use it. And then we do our own background check, which we force you to do to get an activation code and to register the serial number to you.
All right. So in the other states, do they consider it like a concealed weapon? Is that what kind of category is it?
Back in the 1980s when the original stun guns did come to the market from the Far East, there were those 7 states, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, up in the Northeast, that passed laws against electronic devices. So they're prohibited electronic weapons to use, and obviously because our device is electronic, we fall into that category of a device.
What else is in the category?
Really, we're pretty much it. I mean, all the stun guns that would be coming out of the Orient would be in that category. Any type of even a firearm that uses an electronic ignition would be in that type of a category. Cattle prods, any type like that.
I've been zapped by a cattle prod. And the other thing we like to do, like at Super Bowl party, is you know those starters from a barbecue?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't use that in the 7 states then.
Okay. Yeah, those are no fun. Are you able to hang out with us for a couple more minutes?
I'll be here as long as you keep me.
All right, we got a couple more questions with Tom from Taser International here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. You can still call us 1-800-39-ONLINE.
You and I have both gotten holiday gift baskets in the past, but never like the ones you'll find at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. These are not your mama's gift baskets. They're like gift baskets on steroids, you know? Beautiful gifts that everyone will love and cherish forever. Train cases and leather boxes and chests and planners. Even an overflowing radio flyer wagon replica overstuffed with the world's finest gourmet coffees and candies and nuts and chocolates only at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. Order right now at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. OvationLaw.com asks, what's it worth to have an accurate credit report? Well, just one or two inaccuracies on your report could drop your credit score by 100 points or more, costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars in higher interest rates on your mortgage. OvationLaw.com is on your side, dealing with creditors and the credit bureaus to get your credit report right. And OvationLaw.com will cost you less than a steak dinner. Don't be denied credit, products, services, or favorable interest rates. Go to OvationLaw.com now and get the credit you deserve. OvationLaw.com, fast and effective credit report repair.
Man is faced with many tough choices.
Medium or well done? Shirt tucked in or out? Paper or plastic?
Regular. But now with Radio Shack, choosing a wireless phone is not one of them. Our sales associates will tell you about the variety of carriers, multiple plans, the right phones, and the coolest accessories, making it really easy for you. And right now, come in to find out if you qualify for an upgrade to a new phone, even if you're in a contract.
Brown shoes or black shoes?
Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
Attention, please. You cannot buy a Tiger GPS. There is no such thing as a Tiger GPS. You can go to TigerGPS.com and get the hottest Garmin, Magellan, and TomTom GPS units at the lowest prices guaranteed. But please do not attempt to buy a Tiger GPS. They don't exist. They never did. Yes, use Tiger GPS's product selection tool to find just the right GPS for you. But remember, you can't buy a Tiger GPS. Just go to TigerGPS.com. That's TigerGPS.com. I hope I've been clear. Thank you.
Weddings, graduations, the birth of a child. If only we could share these special moments with family and friends almost instantly. Fortunately, with Walgreens Digital Photo Service, you can simply upload photos to Walgreens.com and send them to print at any of thousands of Walgreens nationwide, many open 24 hours. Then your family and friends can pick up the prints in as little as an hour. Walgreens, where America takes its digital pictures. 1 hour photo limited to machine capacity.
Hey, where are you headed there? To the office supply store to get even more fax supplies? Yeah. Well, with MyFax, you don't need paper, toner, ink, or a second phone line. Fax green, paper-free, and eco-friendly with better quality than that fax machine you have now. Get rid of your fax machine. Make your fax MyFax. It's that simple. At MyFax.com, you can fax in and out of your Mac or PC via email with crisp quality, amazing speed, no supplies, and all for just $10 a month. No kidding. Make your fax MyFax.com or call 877-GO-MYFAX.
Man is faced with many tough choices.
Medium or well done? Shirt tucked in or out? Paper or plastic?
But now, with Radio Shack, choosing a wireless phone is not one of them. Our sales associates will tell you about the variety of carriers, multiple plans, the right phones, and the coolest accessories, making it really easy for you. And right now, come in to find out if you qualify for an upgrade to a new phone, even if you're in a contract.
Brown shoes or black shoes?
Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we'd do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
For some reason in the video game world, every summer is really slow. Every summer except this one. Because GameStop is changing things with our first ever huge Game Day summer sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% off new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off tons of great games and gear for all platforms. So turn the long, slow dog days of summer into Game Days and save 25 to 50% right now at GameStop. See store for details.
Hey, got a math problem for you. Add up all the downloaded MP3s on your hard drive and multiply by, I don't know, let's say a dollar. That's the number that would go on your arrest report if stealing music were treated like stealing anything else. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Online Tonight.
Okay, this thing is kind of freaking me out. Mr. Tom just showed how the spark goes between the gadget and the tin can that I was holding. I thought I was going to get a little shock and everything, but he said, you don't feel anything? Oh, here, let me just put it right on your hand. I said, oh, no, no. And we're speaking with Tom Smith from Taser International, and he was explaining to us that if you don't have to be very close to your assailant. That's what's great about their brand. You can be 15 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
But if for whatever reason it doesn't work out, even in the same unit, you can go over there and still, you know, get at them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. Shoot, put it down, run away, and they're going to send me another one, which is really good.
And if it doesn't work out, you mean if you miss?
Oh, yeah, if I miss. Yeah. Well, you know.
Have you ever used a laser sight on anything?
Because you know when I run, my arms are flinging. If I'm trying to shoot somebody while I'm running...
Or if you've had too much coffee.
With a non-lethal weapon, that's very important.
Yes.
Is it really considered a weapon if it's not lethal?
They do still call it a weapon, and the reason it's non-lethal is that's the only definition that exists by the United States government. And it doesn't mean that there's no risk of injury, because obviously confrontation between people is risky. It means that's the intent of the device. And so they do call it a weapon. A baseball bat can be a weapon.
Mm. Ah.
That's true.
We just got a new Louisville Slugger with Jennifer's name on it because we took a factory tour. We are here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and we are taking your emails at radio@smartfamilyshow.com and your instant messages. I'm Smart Max Radio, that's all one word, and Victoria Smart Vic Radio, and just VIC, and then radio, that's all one word, Smart Vic Radio. And that works on AOL, Yahoo, iChat, and all that. I did get an instant message. It said, can you describe a little bit more about the taser activation code? Because you had mentioned that it doesn't work when you first get it. Then you get the great DVD with, like, a celebrity to tell you how it works out. And then you can get an off-duty policeman to kind of step you through it. But then when you want it to work, how do you get it to work?
Yeah, when you first buy it, and originally we had asked the retailers to do a background check, and that didn't work out because not all of them were doing it. So now we sell it where it's inactive, and then you go home, and you either go through a secure internet site or you can call an 800 number, and you give them your information, and then we perform a background check to make sure you're not a known felon and that you're over the age of 18. And once you pass that background check, then we give you a 5-digit code that then you program into the taser by sliding the safety back, entering the first 5 digits, closing the safety, and then repeating that for the 5 digits. Once you've done that, then the taser turns on. It gives you a green LED, and from that point forward, it's always active. So when you need it at that time of need, it's already active. You just have to go through that process of getting a background check once.
How long? And if I call, you'll wait until I get the green light.
We will. Right? We'll stay right there with
you. Okay.
How long does it take to get this background check?
It's pretty much instantaneous in this day and age of technology. The whole process, by the time you enter, everything's probably 3 to 5 minutes, but the actual instant check is done very quickly.
You had a question?
Oh, yes. There are Tupperware parties and cooking parties where you can buy, like, pots and pans and egg beaters and cookbooks, but you have a taser party?
Yes, we do. There's so many questions about this, and so many people want to see it, and we don't have a big retail presence. So a lot of people now are getting together, and they're holding a taser party where people can come and they can ask questions. They'll have a police officer there that shows them how it works. They can practice and shoot it at a target so they understand how it works. And they last about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's a great way to learn about it. I mean, we look at how much information.
Like, so you shoot a mannequin, you like learn how to shoot a mannequin or something?
Yeah, and we do it right in your home because they'll send you out to a gun range. That's not where it's going to occur. It's going to occur in your house. We have you put the target up in your closet, shoot it right in the environment where you're at so you can see what the range is, you're comfortable with it in your home. And again, it's so that people can get together just like we're doing here and ask questions and learn about the technology because it is new technology that people have a lot of questions about.
But when I think of Tupperware parties or I think about that, you know, cooking magic party or whatever, they bring your pots and pans over and all the little thing and you make that omelet. That seems a little different than like having the mom next door go, hey, you guys want to have a taser party?
Well, we're working with some security consultants like Kathleen Beatty, who passed the anti-stalking laws in the state of California. And she said, you know, almost every woman can relate to being out there where their husband or their spouse or their partner's gone, and it's late at night, and you're laying there, and you hear that noise. And you know, what do you do? How are you going to protect yourself? Are you going to pick up the knife in the kitchen? She said, you know, she relates very well to that's the type of response that these women are getting together and hosting these parties to have the conversation about how a taser can help them in those situations, how they can be empowered, that this isn't going to kill somebody if they make a mistake. They don't have to take a life, but they can protect themselves and defend themselves.
I thought Tom from Taser International was going to say something else because, you know, like when mommy and daddy are walking down a dark alley, and mommy goes, hey, where'd he go? Because I run so fast that she's there by herself.
And I was just thinking about what he said where you worry about injuring a person. Like, say you hear a noise, your husband actually came home from his business trip early.
Right.
And, you know, if you had a gun in your nightstand and you were really nervous and somebody, you know, came into the bedroom in the middle of the night, you know.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I did not want to date her at first. Because when I first met her, she had a .22. On her nightstand, I'm thinking, I am not staying here. One, because if I don't do a good job, I don't know.
Well, and unfortunately, we've all read those stories where, you know, I've seen it. We just had it in Phoenix not a couple of months ago where a brother was playing with a firearm and shot his sibling. Mm-hmm. Or just like you talked about, somebody coming home late at night and the adrenaline's pumping, you're not thinking clearly, maybe we just woke up. Mm-hmm. So all those things can happen. And with this, you can say, I'm sorry. You can make a mistake. And we've had a situation happen where that occurred and there was a lot of crying, but they were fine. They didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. So it is, and if you hesitate, you know, if you look at the statistics and you do have that hesitation, it's most likely going to be taken away from you. So this allows you not to have to do that. You know it's going to work, and if you do make a mistake, you can say, I'm sorry.
And I'm all in favor of anything that gets guns out of the hands of kids who find them in homes. And you see these news things all the time where kids find guns and, you know, accidents are are bound to happen, and it's just very, very dangerous. And this could guns out of the homes.
Right. And you know, even for the ones that are there, for the people that have them, they're locked up in a safe, which is great. Mm-hmm. This can be in the nightstand to really give them that first line of protection. So it does appeal to both the firearm and non-firearm owners, mm-hmm. Because it does have that applicability that you don't have, you know, you still treat it like a device that you don't want kids to get a hold of.
Right.
But it's something that, you know, the gun can be in a safe and this could be in the nightstand drawer to really give you that protection.
Right.
We just saw a little leopard stuffed animal. Why was that here?
Well, we introduced, you know, if you want to carry this or if you wanted to have the taser with you, a lot of times our original devices looked like a firearm, and there's a lot of people that didn't want to look like Dirty Harry walking down the street to protect themselves. So last year we introduced four new colors, which was black, silver, kind of a purplish pink, and blue. And this year at the CES show, we had so many people look at it and say, you know, I want to be stylish or fashionable because we want you to have it with you. No matter what it is, if you don't have it with you, it's not going to do you any good. So we wanted to give you a choice. So we brought out a leopard skin print on the taser, just like the shirt you're wearing, so that it can match. It's fashion with a bite. They'll carry it with them because they know it's going to work. It's going to have the taser name on it. Yet it is stylish. We've even built a holster this year that has an MP3 player built in. So when you go out for a jog, you can listen to your music, and you have the taser in the holster. So we're trying to make it convenient and something
actually,
that people...
that's a really good idea. I never really thought about that. I'm going to go jogging in my neighborhood. Not our neighborhood. Our house is a nice neighborhood. Our studio area, on the other hand, may not be the greatest neighborhood. So put your MP3 player on and your jogging shoes on, and you know you're safe. I hadn't really thought about it like that.
And you've got the taser there with you because you've got to have it.
People have, like, MP3 players and toothbrushes and stuff, and I thought that was wacko. But if it's a two-minute song, then you know, hey, I brushed my teeth the appropriate allotted amount of time or whatever.
That's right.
So the holsters clip on much like a cell phone would or something like that.
Correct. It's got a little clip on the back with a swivel, and you just clip it on your belt, and then it's got the earphone plugs that come up, and then on the top of it, it keeps the taser right inside the holster. Again, it's about convenience. It's about having it with you. It's about a non-threatening look. You know, if you look at this, it looks like a lot of cell phones, so it's, again, it's a non-aggressive. It's not going to escalate the situation, and you'll be more apt to carry this with you so you have it at that time of need.
Well, here's a question, because sometimes I'm wearing something that I can't attach my cell phone to. So I throw it in my purse. Now, if you were to throw this in a purse, is there any chance of it accidentally going off or anything
like
that?
I sure hope not. Based on how Tom was running that between his two hands, I'm thinking you're really comfortable with that device. It's not like it's accidentally going to go off.
No, and if you look at sitting in the holster, we have a flap that covers the safety, and even if that comes undone, there's a very hard plastic that you would have to pull back to actually expose the trigger because we don't want to have that situation. A lot of people do carry this in their purse in addition to carrying it on their belt. Mm-hmm. I've even got one in my suit coat pocket here, so we really wanted to make sure that it was protected and wouldn't go off
accidentally.
Matches
your tie.
That's right. It's all style with a bite.
All right.
And what is your website?
Our website is taser.com, and there's a lot of information there about both our law enforcement and military side as well as our consumer side. And again, we're in 43 countries around the world and have 150,000 civilians already protecting themselves with the taser.
And if I wanted to have one of those little taser Tupperware parties or whatever, I can get all the information there.
Or from shieldher.com, Dana Schaffman out of Phoenix has been coordinating a lot of those parties, and she'd be more than happy to get in touch with you.
What's that URL again?
Shieldher, shieldher.com.
What about him?
They haven't seen the taser Tupperware parties for guys yet.
Oh, no, I don't.
That's maybe something you and I can get on.
Actually, I did like the cooking one. That one was pretty good. I left the room. I was trying to watch a hockey game, and I heard all the girls giggling and all that. And I'm thinking, I got to go in there because I like to cook sometimes. Like, some of the best chefs are men.
That's right.
Right?
Emeril.
Bobby Flay.
And where are tasers sold?
We sell our biggest retailers right now are Cabela's, Gander Mountain, Academy Sporting Goods, which is in the south. A lot of the firearm dealers do sell them. We have a lot of unique security stores, and then obviously over the website. And starting in February, we'll be introducing an infomercial with John Bunnell, who's a former sheriff and TV actor, to really help provide that education as well.
All right, okay. So the next time that we're in Cabela's, we're going to have to skip the breakfast, and we're going to go over to the taser booth.
It's there.
We're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas with Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
I
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
Emergency is a fizzy, fruity drink mix packed with vitamin C and other complexes that'll boost both your immune system and your energy level. Listen to what our customers have to say.
You're no match for my immune system, Cootie.
Emergency tastes like justice. Emergency, it makes you feel good, really good.
When taking Emergency, it's important to remember that you are not a superhero. Despite the fact that you will experience a boost in energy and a bolstered immune system, you will still remain mortal. Do not attempt to fly, scale buildings, breathe underwater, stop projectiles, control people with your mind, or attempt to thwart armed and dangerous evildoers. Do not wear a cape and unitard in public. Again, the use of Emergency will make you feel good, really good.
To achieve true enlightenment, you must let go of all your earthly desires.
That's a problem. Subway Restaurants has this new fresh toasted chicken parmesan sandwich. I can't give it up. Take a bite.
There's that old adage about food and enlightenment.
What is it?
A sandwich like a very human.
That's deep.
Yes.
Everyone wants a new fresh toasted chicken parmesan sandwich from Subway Restaurants. Tender chicken, melted cheese, zesty marinara sauce, and freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
And now, a game time update from Walmart. With their oven mitt skillets and chip and dip bowls, they stand ready. Like warriors off to battle, these party throwers bust open bags of chips, arrange jelly platters, cook, take, and bake pizzas, all in preparation for the big game. Their fans have gathered to taste victory. And that famous seven-layer bean dip, because it's game time. They've been to Walmart, and they're prepared to put on a show like never before.
Pringles, Cheez-Its, Chex Mix, and Planters Peanuts are conveniently located at our game time party display. Many on rollback. Look for it at Walmart.
We're here with Anne, mother of triplets, who loves new Bullfrog Kids UV Defender Sunblock.
I've tried others. Nothing touches Bullfrog for defending this trio from UVA and UVB rays. It goes on once and they're set for 8 hours. It's waterproof, too, so no chasing them around all day.
Yeah, and it doesn't smell like baby stuff.
It blocks the sun, not the fun.
New Bullfrog Kids UV Defender Sunblock. Lotion, gel, or fast blast spray.
It's the hardest working frog under the sun. Bullfrog.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. I'm such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to Match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. Maybe a salad, maybe a... Is it just me, or is there a huge meteor heading towards our table?
What?
Not many things knock you out like a migraine.
Susan, get up. I don't have all day.
But you can knock out a migraine with Ralpax. Ralpax Alitriptan Hydrobromide relieves migraine pain and symptoms such as nausea and sensitivity to light and sound. For some people, it starts to work in 30 minutes. Ask your doctor. Call 1-866-3-RALPAX or go to RELPAX.com. Ralpax. Don't let a migraine keep you down. Only your doctor can decide if Ralpax is right for you. If you have certain types of heart disease, a history of stroke, TIA, or uncontrolled blood pressure, you should not take Ralpax. Very rarely certain people, even some without heart disease, have had serious heart-related problems. Talk to your doctor if you have risk factors for heart disease, such as smoking, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or if you are pregnant or nursing. Certain medicines that are potent CYP3A4 inhibitors should not be taken with Ralpax, so talk to your doctor if you're taking other medicines. See our ad in Fitness Magazine.
Hey, you bookmark. Okay, no, you weren't talking to me. This hour's Bookmark This on Online Tonight is CESWEB.org. CES Web, consumerelectronicshow.org. That's how you find out all of what's going on at the Consumer Electronics Shows throughout the world. We're at the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Super Mega Center, over a million square feet of exhibiting space, including the Taser booth, where I'm going to head over there tomorrow and get my leg shot or my back shot or, I don't know, something. The girls are trying to talk me out of it, but I'm trying to talk myself into it, so I don't know. This hour's bookmark, this is CESweb.org. Hold on. All right, I'm ready for you now.
We're speaking with Tom Smith from Taser International. Taser's been in the news a bit recently because of a quote.
Well, first of all, I don't even get that. We were on the tour. We went through the 48 states in this nice mobile studio. And then we saw a play. And the guy was like, "Don't taser me, bro." And I hear that was like some huge story. So, first of all, what was the story, and then how is that related to you?
Well, the story was a guy by the name of Andrew Meyer at the University of Florida was attending an event with Senator John Kerry as the speaker. And Andrew kind of got out of control and was heckling the senator and started fighting with police. And so as they were dragging him out, they were told him they were going to use a taser. So in response, he said, "Don't tase me, bro."
But he's still resisting arrest.
Still resisting arrest. Okay. And so they did hit him with a taser, but he screamed, "Don't tase me, bro." And that was based on a study done at the Yale University. The number one quote from 2007 was, "Don't tase me, bro."
It was used in a couple local plays even. We go every year, Drew Carey and a couple of our buddies always go see, not this year because Drew's a little bit busy. We always go and see Bob's Office Party. If you ever get a chance to go to California around the holidays, go and see that. It's hilarious. And the guy was like, "Don't tase me, bro." But see, that's what I was worried about, was this whole, was it a Taser International brand?
It was our product that was used by the police. It was very effective. It ended the fight that Mr. Myers was doing right there, and they were able to take him into custody. And again, you know, what other options did the police have? They could have hit him with a baton or, you know, a lot worse bodily injury. But, you know, there's an easy way not to get tasered is don't fight with police.
I know. They're there to serve and protect, and yet we give them such a hard time. It's very strange. You had another question about some incidents like death and how is this related to a defibrillator?
Yeah, I mean, people think about being shocked or stunned or whatever, and, you know, there may be the odd person, like we encountered the odd person who dies on a roller coaster because they had a heart ailment or something they weren't aware of. Have you come across any incidents like this where somebody's affected in that way by a taser?
Well, from the medical science side, we haven't seen that yet. You know, we've done a number of studies at the Cleveland Clinic, which is the number one heart institute in this country. Canada's done it, the United Kingdom, United States Air Force. Dr. Richard Carmona sits on our board. So from a scientific side, we haven't seen that. Now, in the field, we've had the taser used about a million times, and our critics will point out that there's been some in-custody deaths that have occurred, around 300 over the last several years, where a taser was used to take somebody in custody and they subsequently died. In those instances, in the vast majority of them, when the medical examiners ruled, they said the taser had nothing to do with this.
So like what, OD?
Drug use? Yeah, we have a drug problem in this country.
Yeah.
I think the latest CDC stats show about 20,000 people die every year from a drug overdose. Typically, part of a drug overdose is people going crazy and berserk. Well, who do you call? You call the police. They come and take that person in custody, and then they pass in their custody, becomes an in-custody death. Mm. And that process can be, you know, they can be hit by a baton or the description you had earlier, fighting right through those things.
Right.
So our device, because it's so effective, is being used in those instances, but it's not causing that outcome. And I think that's the biggest
differentiation.
So they
were going to die really anyway. And again, it's not the voltage that kills you. It's the amperage. And you were saying that, can you relate the joules to amps? Like a defibrillator is
360 joules. The defibrillators that you'll see on the ER shows that they'll hit on the chest, 360 joules of energy per pulse. The output of the taser is 0.36 joules of energy per pulse. So we're 1/100th of the output.
You're not even a one.
Not even.
A third of a one.
Yeah.
Correct. There's more power.
My math is really bad. I have to divide everything by 9 and then 7 in the 2. If that equals 9, I know I'm in the right direction.
But we just came out of the holidays, and there's more power in those little tiny Christmas tree bulb lights than there is out of the taser.
Hmm. Not voltage-wise, but amp-wise.
Not voltage-wise,
yeah,
but amp-wise.
I think my camera's got you beat.
Yeah, I think you do.
So I think I have like a 1.5 amp camera.
Right, and those flashes take a tremendous amount of power, and we can do that 150 times on a taser.
We had one last listener question, and that was about price points. How much does a taser cost?
The Taser C2 is priced at $350. You get to pick your color. It does come in with a built-in laser sight. The holster with the MP3 player in it is $79. And you can get a taser without the laser that comes in a straight black for a little under $300, $299.
And here's a good question. Once you've shot the taser, do you have to buy another cartridge for it, or what? How does that work?
Well, if you've done what we've told you, which is to shoot it and leave it there to get yourself to safety and run like Max, we'll give you a new one free of charge. Mm-hmm. If you're practicing with it, the cartridge is a single shot. Because it's compressed nitrogen, you throw that away, and you can buy those. Those are about $25 a piece.
That's not bad. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try my aim tomorrow. At the Consumer Electronics Show, Taser has a booth. I'm going to go over there and see if I can hit the target, because I'm not very good at that.
It might be Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
We're going to be at the Sands all day.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And then I'm going to see. I think I'm going to face the target and then just see if something gets me in the back of the leg or not. I don't know. I haven't talked myself into it yet.
If you're around our booth, it probably will.
Yeah. I'm. You know, because I watched the way you were holding it and the can and everything, and it. I don't know. I'm interested in just seeing what the reaction is. Because I know a lot of the police officers have to go through it. And if I was in the military, I'd have to go through gas. You know,
even the police do the tear gas, the pepper spray.
There's no way I'm doing any of that. So.
Yeah, out of we've tasered about 500,000 police officers.
All right,
in their
taser.com, TASER.com for all the details. You're listening to Online Tonight with the Smarts. Stay tuned.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
This is Artie, a financial planner who paid no attention when the industry rules for archiving his client correspondence were mandated. Now he's facing an audit. Artie's scared. Fines, loss of contract, sanctions, and more await him. This is Steve. Steve's a financial planner too, but he uses email archiving and compliance from Smarsh.com. Steve's on the golf course, knowing that Smarsh.com's got his back. Steve's confident and compliant. Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's SMARSH.com.
I used to try to be cool. I wanted to be mad popular and stuff. I tried to be the guy that was down for anything. I made fun of dudes for wearing dorky clothes. I ditched class. I drank and smoked weed. I programmed myself to try to fit in.
It was stupid, man. It wasn't me. Now I'm not trying to be cool anymore. I'm just trying to be Dave. People like Dave.
Live above the influence. Above weed. Check out AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky, Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. 1 minute past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minute 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC in New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour. 60 seconds to live.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. 6 minutes past the hour, 30 seconds to live. Tone ends at 0620.
City in the universe. This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
Okay, I just want to interrupt. Maria, remember we had this meeting. It's Max, and I'm taking over for David. Remember that?
Yes, David.
No, it's Max.
Yes, David.
You're useless. I'm Max Smart, and
I'm Victoria,
and I'm Jennifer,
and we are at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, our fourth year, and we are sitting in and taking over for the legendary David Lawrence as he goes off to make movies, and we are doing a special online tonight from the CES complex, over a million square feet. And this hour, we have a special guest, and we're going to ask him how all of this makes it happen. There's some behind-the-scenes things that we're going to learn, because people come here, 200,000 or so plus people, a million square feet, are going around and seeing all this beautiful stuff, but there's a lot of things going on in the background that make it all work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't really get to know what all those super secrets are. But we want you to know that we're still taking your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE. And we will take your calls today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then we will use them. Hopefully, Wednesday we'll get some calls on the air. We'll answer your questions from the CES floor. And then, of course, on the weekend we will use it. And we'll be live again, so you can call us straight up. Email address.
I was just going to say,
Jennifer,
you could also email us.
Email?
radio@smartfamilyshow.com.
That one still
works. OnlineTonight.com's not over to us yet, but it will be in the next 2 weeks. But radio@smartfamilyshow.com if you want to get it to us today
and
while we're broadcasting live from CES.
We're online right now, so you can instant message us. I'm Smart Vic Radio, and he's Smart Max Radio. That works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, Google, iTalk, MSN Messenger. Pretty much, you name it.
Do
you have your Skype on? Because I don't have my Skype on.
No, I do not. But I will turn that on for you.
And
even though I can't take a call on the air, I can IM, and I'd be happy to take your questions. We're joined by Glenn. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly? Shriver?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Correct.
That's correct. My AV
You
problem.
Don't know how many people tend to mangle my last name.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why it is. No, they just look at it, and they think something completely different. They think a short eye.
Well, like River. Shriver?
Exactly. That
would tick you off.
It annoys me, yes.
All right. Thank you for using annoyed or ticked. Those both work. Because I just learned recently on a Britney Spears song that they are bleeping out the P word. Because you can't have carrots and peas anymore, apparently. And you're with Freeman.
Correct.
Which is kind of a behind-the-scenes company that makes all of this great audio and video stuff work on the floor.
Freeman, yes. Freeman is among a number of companies that are out there doing that type of thing. It is a company that most people will probably know mainly for decorating and for freight and for scenery and so on and so forth. Anybody that's been in the expo game for quite some time mainly knows them for that. They have recently begun a kind of a full integration process. I should say actually completed a full integration process as of January 1 of integrating the company that I currently work for, which was formerly known as AVW Telav, and has fully integrated them into the Freeman family. They were a Freeman company before and have been a Freeman company for quite some time, but it's only up until recently, matter of fact, January 1, that everybody is fully under the Freeman umbrella. The Freeman company.
So does that mean that Freeman does everything from like the potted plants to the tables or what kinds of things would they provide for a big trade show like CES?
I'm not so sure that they necessarily do the plants per se, but anything that has to do with actually moving the freight off the sometimes moving the freight off the truck to get to where if they're actually the designated expo provider. And they're the ones that are actually handling the freight and so forth. In this case, it's actually GES. But but yes, Freeman is another company that does that type of stuff. They do they do the drape. They'll do electrical. They'll they'll do scenic if it's required. Tables and chairs if they're asked to do it. So on and so forth. It just depends on what the client asks for, really.
Well, what are you kind of doing this gig? I guess is that the right word?
Yeah,
really
that's
a gig, is it?
It is. It is. It's. They're all gigs.
Are they?
Okay, they're all gigs. My portion of it, since I'm actually with the AV side of it, and I'm actually at a booth in the vehicle technology side. It's the kicker booth.
Oh, great! I love kickers.
Yeah, and boy, did I get inundated with an awful lot of subharmonics today. I mean, it's just nothing but 30 hertz and below.
Yeah,
it's incredible. they have a really great booth. And
you know
I've
what
actually
was good about that? I love Kicker when they first came out because I put them in my truck, and we would go to a movie, and it was like you could feel the movie, and you didn't even have to hear it, like all the subs, hertz stuff.
Absolutely, I was certainly feeling every bit today, especially in the car audio side of things was pretty.
So Kicker would hire Freeman to come in and help make their booth sparkle sound-wise, or what?
No, actually, Kicker, for the most part, as far as sound goes, they handle all of that themselves. I mean, you know, they've got plenty of speakers and amps and so on and so forth. Our portion of it was really just we did the lighting. So if you go over there and you see all the cool lighting that lights up their booth, we've also done there's an LED wall. Which is hanging over. They've got a kind of a sound tunnel over there that you can actually walk through, and there's an LED sign hanging over top of that. That's ours. And there's
so
also
you kind
a
of
bunch
put
of
the
plasmas.
Theater and the presence. I mean, they of course make the cones and they make the sound and they know what they want to display kind of. But then you get their vision. And then you make it
correct.
Almost like a set designer.
Well, sort of. Actually, they provided pretty much all their own booth material and so on and so forth. That's something that they've designed themselves and had contracted someone else to build. So that's all theirs. But in terms of getting the actual visual, kind of the visual firepower to help propel their booth forward, that's definitely us.
So then is your company hired by individual vendors who come to trade shows to do their booths? Or it's not like the convention center or whoever's in charge contracts you guys
well,
to come in?
Well, it's kind of, to my understanding, since I'm not a salesperson, my guess is it's sort of both. Okay, the client would sort of come either directly to us and directly to our salespeople. Or if we were actually the expo company themselves, they would we would be contacted through a Freeman rep of some kind, and they would channel it towards us, and we'd handle it from there.
Now, how do you get into doing this kind of work? Do you have a background in music, or?
Well, a long, long time ago, I was actually playing. I played in a number of bands, and. I think one of the things that I noticed was, nothing else, due to the sheer economics of trying to stay in the music business and be a part of a band, I figured, well, if I really can't do that and make that happen professionally, I just want to do anything that kept me around it. Mm-hmm. So really it started out for me just pushing boxes and wrapping cable and stuff like that. And doing that freelance, so and that covered everything. That covered sound, lights, staging, video, whatever.
We're speaking with Glenn, and we're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And I have a couple questions. One, I'd like to know what instrument you played, and if you had a chance to look around the huge space here at the Consumer Electronics Show, you're listening to Online Tonight.
Stay tuned. You know, there's more you can do with your wireless phone than just talk. All you need is Radio Shack's advice and the right accessories. Let's say you add a Bluetooth headset to your wireless phone. That leaves your hands free, so you can drive or tie your shoelaces. Add a memory card and you can store more music or pictures. Add a car adapter, and then no matter how long the road trip, the phone battery will never run out. At Radio Shack, we believe your wireless phone should help you do stuff, like talk, or take pictures, or shoot videos, or find your way home.
Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff, do stuff.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching, and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
Days at Dollar General just got better. Now get 25 to 50% off our everyday low prices on specially marked apparel.
Dollar General, that's the spot. Look at everything I got.
And 33% off specially marked home decor and housewares while supplies last. See our circular for more great savings, like 100-ounce Tide liquid for $5, 34.5-ounce Folgers $4.50. Good through April 7th. Save time, save money every day.
Dollar General.
Are you looking for work? We have immediate openings for people as mystery shoppers. Experienced shoppers can earn a substantial income. We are looking for people to go in as undercover shoppers to rate retail and restaurant services. As a mystery shopper, you will be asked to judge the quality and service of many different establishments. This job is flexible, and we need people today. To get more information or to sign up, please call 800-690-1273. Again, call 800-690-1273 to start today.
On our first family vacation, I was cramped in the back seat of our little car, so I got a pain reliever for my sore leg. Then our next getaway involved a brutally long plane ride, so I got something else just for my sore neck. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Wherever I hurt, Advil works. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. Whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they could save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm like invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, history test. What were you doing when this song was playing? Were you letting it all hang out on the dance floor or just cruising around the roller rink? Bet there was some feathered hair in there somewhere. Okay, how about this? Ah, yes, the rebel period, when you loved your fuchsia streak tips and your mother hated your boyfriend. What is it about music and hair? They bring back so many memories, from road trips to romances. And one thing helped you through them all, finesse. Finesse shampoo and conditioner with its clean, oil-free, self-adjusting formula gives your hair exactly what it needs. No more, no less. Well, it's been a wild ride. But one thing's for certain, self-adjusting finesse will be there, helping you create even more memories. So forget those waxy and fruity fad products and go with a proven hit, fresh, clean, oil-free finesse. Sometimes you need a little finesse, sometimes you need a lot.
Geek Speak. This hour's Geek Speak is miniaturization, which has always been a trend at the Consumer Electronics Show. Back in the old days, a laptop was luggable because it was 22 pounds. Now they're like a half an inch thick and weigh 1 to 2 pounds. When my first cell phone came out, it was a big old brick, and the reason why it was called a brick was, one, it weighed as much as a brick, and two, it was the size of a brick. But all of that changed through miniaturization, which is making them really small. My fear is that that brick phone that is now razor thin will no longer reach from my ear to my mouth, and that I will have two postage stamps, one stuck to my ear and one stuck to my tongue, and that's how I'll communicate through the miracle of miniaturization. That's this hour's Geek Speak. And then I push that button.
We're speaking with Glenn Shriver about what goes into setting up these big, huge trade shows. And one of you had a question.
Which one is getting
about what?
Question
about
first.
We had a question about Glenn's background.
Oh, instrument. Yeah, you had mentioned that you were a musician in the past. You just kind of skipped over the instrument like that was not important.
Oh, no, it's very important. And to this very day, I actually still do play the drums. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to actually do that in a band setting for quite some time. And yes, you've got your Zildjian hat on. That's always a plus. It's always been one of my favorite brands.
So acoustic drums?
Absolutely. I like
I'm
electronics
really getting
too.
Into these Rolands, because mm-hmm. Roland's one of the sponsors of the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus. And you can play in the middle of the night and not disturb everybody.
That's the beauty of it, especially if you live in an apartment. That's the beauty of having that type of setup.
And then for me, people that's not really that gifted when it comes to percussion, I can then use a MIDI computer, and then I can push a button, and it will do all my timing correctly.
That's true.
So I can kind of lay down the idea, and then the computer can correct it, make it sound good.
Exactly.
I can't do that on acoustics.
Exactly. No, you're out there. You better have your stuff together.
All right, so have you had a chance to look around and enjoy the floor?
I have periodically throughout the day when I haven't been keeping an eye on the booths. Yeah, I've kind of walked around and taken a look at some of the stuff out there. Some of it is just absolutely incredible, just unbelievable. I think one of the booths that blew me away the most, and certainly a technology that I'm very familiar with, was the TI booth, the DLP.
Oh, DLP
stuff.
Yeah. Did you see the little R2-D2 projecting
yes,
against the wall? That
yes,
was the
I
weirdest
did.
Thing. We yeah. saw that at Digital Life in New York. No. Is that New York?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a how would I describe it? It's like a 24-inch R2-D2. So it's not life-size,
right.
But it's not like that little remote control robot that I bought from
Wait,
Radio Shack in 1989.
It's also not like the one that spies around and you can move it around.
I think it's the same size.
Is it?
Yeah, and inside of it is a DLP, I believe, projector. And they are projecting it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the weirdest thing. So that's kind of – we always try to find, like, what's the coolest thing and then what's the wackiest thing.
I would say probably the coolest thing that I saw in that booth that I was really amazed with was they have something now. They're really getting into the 3D side of things, and they have something now. It's called Dual Vision, and apparently they're starting to equip all of these, a number of DLP sets with these, and some of them are already on the market. Essentially, what it will enable you to do in the future with other add-on equipment that, of course, you'd have to purchase down the line, it will essentially put two images up there simultaneously, and you'll use from what I gather, it's a pair of 3D glasses essentially, and there was a little toggle switch in the display that allowed you to switch back and forth. They were using it in a gaming scenario, which is really cool if you're going head to head. So you're both wearing these pairs of glasses, and you can switch between each player essentially is looking at the same screen, but they have their own they have their particular. In this case, it was a racing game. So, you've got both cars doing the same race, but, you've got player one and player two. They can essentially see they're looking at the same set but seeing different images simultaneously.
Yeah.
Oh, so you won't have to have a split screen anymore.
Exactly. There's no split screen.
You're going to get two unique perspectives from the same full-size display.
Mm-hmm.
That is really cool.
And
are we ever going to get to the point where R2-D2 or whatever it is projects the girl on the middle of the table?
It's entirely possible.
The holograms.
Oh, man.
It's entirely possible. Like I say, we're at the point where they're dealing with 3D over there and bringing it into the consumer context, and it's really going to be amazing.
All right, so that was the coolest. What was the wackiest thing you've seen?
Wow. I'd say the wackiest, well, not necessarily wacky, but pretty definitely it stood out in my head, was over at the Dolby Digital booth. They have a pretty huge mock-up of Bumblebee. The Transformer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, that would be cool.
It's
that's
incredible.
Wacky.
It's incredible.
You need to head over to the Hilton where the International Pavilion, because last year or two ago before, what did we see that was hilariously wacko?
Well, I don't.
Toothbrush.
Remember. Oh yeah.
Which was what?
An MP3 player and a toothbrush.
Oh my goodness.
I think I also saw one in a wok.
MP3 player and a wok?
Yeah.
You know the thing that cracks me up is all the, like, vegetable cleaners? Because here you have all this audiovisual home entertainment, computers, blah, blah, blah. You go down the line. I mean, you can, an MP3 player and a toothbrush is still, you know, a personal electronic device, but, like, vegetable cleaners?
Yeah, because they're using
sonic
some
vegetable
kind of,
cleaners,
well,
you know?
It's plugged into the wall.
It's kitchen tech.
Sonic, yeah.
It's kitchen tech.
Some kind of sonic thing.
Well, also, I mean, if you've ever been to Japan, they just revel in any kind of gadget for any purpose.
That's certainly true. I looked at the LG booth, and they're into the whole, if you remember, the whole Dick Tracy thing with the watch radio. Well, they're essentially doing the same thing with a watch that actually works, I believe, as a cell phone or a video phone or something strange like that. Yeah.
The Dick Tracy video watch was really cool for its day.
Well, they're doing the same thing, but they're doing it for real, and it's a prototype along with a number of other things I saw over at that booth that were pretty amazing.
Now earlier you were saying that people have teased you about your name, but with a name like mine, I get teased all the time. But one of the great things about that is I get lots of great gifts, interesting gifts. Like I got a 12-inch Maxwell Smart doll with a little phone and a Doma Silence, and I got the DVD
set.
Box set. And I learned that Maxwell Smart was the first person ever to interrupt theater by a mobile phone ringing.
Really?
In the opening episode. This was from, who was one of the writers? Buck Henry and the other guy.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks did a commentary, and he said, I think we were the first person to interrupt theater because the first scene of the first episode in the first season was him having to go into the closet to answer his shoe phone.
His shoe phone, yeah, okay, I remember
and
that.
And then they had a phone in a newspaper, and they had a phone in a piece of watermelon and all kinds of stuff. And now they have video phones on your watches.
Yeah, it's getting there.
We're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show, and you're listening to Online Tonight.
Visit usendit.com to start your free trial of the premier online file sending service. When overnight is too long and FTP servers are too frustrating, just usendit for fast, secure digital deliveries. Promote your company with usendit's branding options. Securely send large or important files with tracking, password protection, controllable file expiration, and certified delivery. Save time and resources with unlimited storage options and corporate solutions. When it has to be there now, just usendit at usendit.com. Now is the time to invest in Manhattan real estate. That's right, investment property in Manhattan. It's one of the hottest real estate markets in the world, still going strong, with more stability and better returns than what everyone else is experiencing. Maximize your returns. Call New York residents now at 1-800-804-8242 for free information and a free book. That's 1-800-804-8242, or go to newyorkresidents.com.
As you may have heard, Yahoo Music Unlimited is now offering over a million songs for just $5 a month, which studies show would amount to 58,333 huge hours of the rock and roll. There, that feels good. Yahoo Music Unlimited, over a million songs, $5 a month. This is huge.
Yahoo!
$4.99 monthly price available with annual subscription, $59.88 upfront billed annually. See additional terms at sign-up.
The stock market has been anything but stable lately. You shouldn't be the last to know when the market is making a move. With things as volatile as they've been recently, you need Market Browser, a tool that keeps the market on your desktop but not in the way of your work. Be the first to know when moves are made in the market by joining the over 1 million people who have downloaded the free Market Browser. Don't let wild swings in the market hurt you. Get this amazing tool, Market Browser, now. Go to marketbrowser.com. That's marketbrowser.com.
I just peeked in your medicine cabinet.
Excuse me?
Yeah, wow.
I can explain.
How do you explain all those different pain relievers?
Oh, that. Well, I have one for headaches. I got another one when I hurt my back. And...
Stop. It's time to go all Advil. Advil is the every pain reliever.
Isn't there
something that's stronger or lasts longer? No.
So it'll work when my legs are sore from chasing down snoopers.
I suppose. Shouldn't you be all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey there, David Lawrence here. I was just named among the most heard voices in the world. I am the on-hold voice for over 500 companies now, including AOL, CompuServe, Volkswagen, Gateway, Walmart, and so many more. And I can be your voice, too. It's just $47 for each message you want me to do. You can go to thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on the voicemail link, and choose your poison, or make one up on your own. We'll do it any way you want, and it's very easy to do via PayPal. Again, it's thedavidlawrenceshow.com, and then click on the voicemail link, and I'll do your voicemail message.
My name is Tyson Clark. I'm an officer in the U.S. Navy. I'm also a graduate student in college. Before I took on grad school courses, I navigated courses on submarines and got an advanced degree in responsibility and leadership. The Navy gave me the money I needed for college and the experience I'll use to stay ahead for the rest of my life. And someday soon, I'll own my own business. Ready to find the person in you? Call 1-800-USA-NAVY or go to Navy.com.
Navy, accelerate your life.
Are you looking for work? We have immediate openings for people as mystery shoppers. Experienced shoppers can earn a substantial income. We are looking for people to go in as undercover shoppers to rate retail and restaurant services. As a mystery shopper, you will be asked to judge the quality and service of many different establishments. This job is flexible, and we need people today. To get more information or to sign up, please call 800-690-1273. Again, call 800-690-1273 to start today.
When it's time for the hunt, it's time for Dentine. Men, you could run into her anywhere. So be on your toes and carry Dentine for fresh breath. When Molly from your building asks you to hold the elevator, you'll have the confidence to marshal your manly wiles. Stand up straight, suck in that gut, and always look her in the eye, not the anatomy. Armed with these tips and Dentine for fresh breath, you'll draw her in like a bee to a flower. A rugged, manly flower. A lot can happen with a little Dentine. Happy hunting.
Does it take to put a 20% down in CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal?
How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music at all?
We've done the calculation. Internet music piracy. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Hey, it's the Smart sitting in for David Lawrence. We are at the Mega Center in Las Vegas. It's the convention center, and it's part of the Hilton, and it's over a million square. That's loud. It's like a million square feet. Plus, and then we're going over to the Sands Convention Center tomorrow for the Sandbox.
So they don't count the Sands in the square footage?
I don't think
so. The whole Sands is full, too. So
it's a very, very big thing, and we're right in the middle of it. If you get on the monorail, you can come by, and you can get one of our free bumper stickers or tattoos or anything like that. Again, sitting in for David Lawrence, it's the Smarts. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And you can still give us a call. We still want to get your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE. And we'll you leave us a voicemail, and we'll make sure we get that answered on the air in the next day or two. That would be great. You can also send us, while we're on the air right now, live, radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Don't send it to david@onlinetonight.com because it won't get to us yet. We're still working on getting all the emails. But radio at smartfamilyshow.com works right now, and IM works.
And that's Smart Vic Radio and Smart Max Radio. It works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, Google, iTalk, MSN Messenger. Pretty much you name it.
Et cetera.
I had somebody ask me real fast, how do I get to you from MSN? You type in smartmaxradio@yahoo.com. You have to put in the @yahoo.com for it to work at MSN because there's a partnership between the two companies. That's just a little tech tip.
And if you're here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, you will find us in the Central Plaza, which is on the other side of the street from the convention center, behind the Microsoft tents. There are quite a few of them. They seem to get taller every year. But we're behind that and across from the Panasonic HD truck. So you'll find our palatial Smart Family Show tour.
Soon to be the Online Tonight Rolling Media Plaza. I don't know.
What?
David always has these weird names for things. Now, you have. We're speaking with Glenn Shriver. We were talking about getting names teased growing up, and we shared all those stories, which was fun. And we talked about some of the wacky things that you've seen and some of the cool things that you've seen. Is this your first CES?
This is my first CES, and it's absolutely amazing. It's pretty much what I expected it to be, even more so.
Because previous to that, you lived on the East Coast.
That's correct. I've only actually been out in this neck of the woods for a little over 7 months now. So I'm originally from Maryland, from the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Ooh, Blue Crab.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. We had a whole
pile of them before I left.
Oh, yeah?
Before I moved
out here. Where did we eat that last day of the season?
O'Brickies.
Okay. Is that, I'm taking that's probably up
Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Yeah,
it's supposed to be really famous.
Okay.
And the military used to sleep there at one point. And then it turned
during
into
the Civil War.
I'm not entirely certain where it's located. It sounds like it's probably Fells Point.
It's like the old downtown area of Baltimore.
Opposite side.
It was an area where we're driving there. We're going, are we going the right way?
Because could be Fells Point. Could have been Federal Hill.
We parked in an alley.
Okay.
And we walked through the alley, and I saw a rat cross in front of us.
Yeah, well, that happened.
But at least there wasn't little kids looking through us at the gate like there was at this other place that we went to. That was kind of spooky. What did you do in Maryland? Same kind of thing? Or?
Pretty much the same kind of thing. I mean, that's kind of originally where I started out doing this type of work. I originally started out freelance, and then I did that for a couple of years, and then eventually got with a small AV company in that area. It was called Presentation Media Corporation, great company. But they tended to do kind of small to medium events, and eventually I kind of decided, well, I wanted to tackle something a little bit larger, a little more complicated. And so that's when I decided to, I'd actually seen a listing online on a website, and it's a website called avjobs.com, because typically the type of job that I do, most of the time you're not going to find it in the newspaper. It's sort of one of those jobs where it's kind of who you know. It's a networking thing, just like the music industry, actually. You know, it pays to know certain people, and that's kind of sort of how I got this particular job right now. And I've certainly in the past, I don't know, 12, 13 years, I've actually been doing this in total. I've certainly met a number of people and networked with a number of people and gotten to know people so that now when, you know, my ears will perk up when I hear a name, obviously, that I recognize. Well, that's a great way to start a conversation and start talking. Oh, you know this person? Yeah, I worked with him before. Yeah, he's really cool. So on and so forth. And it just kind of builds from there.
So when you look around the show floor, I'm hoping that you'll have a chance to look around again Tuesday and then Wednesday. What kind of things are you looking at and why?
Well, because my particular area of interest is video, and that's what I do for a living. That's the side I'm actually a video specialist at the Las Vegas branch of Freeman Audiovisual. And so typically, I tend to go for a lot of the video stuff, I'm always constantly looking at DLP and LCD and plasma and so on and so forth. I noticed that Panasonic's got an incredibly large
150
inch
Now, plasma. Is this the same as the one they had last year with the seam down the middle, or have they really fixed it?
No, it looks nice.
No, it looks nice, and their 103s look great, too.
Last year, the 150 in the Panasonic booth, I was a little disappointed because they had a golf shot, and this side of the panel had one color of green, and the other side of the panel had another color of green, and they weren't close enough.
They don't have that problem
All right, so it's a single piece of mother glass now where they had them split last time.
I can only imagine how much that thing weighs. I wouldn't want to transport it, that's for sure. I wouldn't want to try and lift it.
Yeah, no.
You know, I mean,
the insurance is probably pretty hefty
on
that thing.
You have to remember.
They can't insure something like that, probably.
No,
just
for
like
the shipping to come here and then go back and, you know, all the packing and the freight and everything.
Know. Well, they have, I know that Panasonic themselves certainly handle all of that, but as far as, I know that there are a few companies around that actually do rent the 103s, but I know that there are some special circumstances you have to line up and certain paperwork you have to fill out before they will, before they'll let you take possession of it.
Yeah.
Lloyd's of London.
Because it's so large and it is, you know, and if you don't handle it properly,
And are you looking at
you'll
these,
have a problem.
Are you looking at these video things mostly from a business perspective or what you're going to be putting in your house in the next couple weeks?
Both. unfortunately, it certainly won't be in the next couple of weeks. There's no way I'm at the point where I can swing some of what they're asking. But
you know, I used to
it's
think
incredible
that,
to see it.
I used to think that bigger was better, but my new love is dead. It's
dead.
No, I turned it off because it was making a funny buzzing sound on the air. Is this, and it only has a 3.5-inch screen, but I get to watch Jennifer's red carpet videos and all kinds of fun things
and
on it.
TV shows.
And TV shows. Like, I always end up having to watch Hannah Montana on the bus when somebody's sitting right next to me.
There you go.
But I watched the Starter Wife premiere and some other things that Miss Jennifer can't watch on there. And I used to say, hey, you know, my 50-inch TV was really nice, and then I was going to get a projector so that I could have 100-inch on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just enjoying the ability to take nice quality video on the go.
Sure. Absolutely. That's something that I always look forward to. I find myself, unfortunately, I tend to acquire an awful lot of technology and feel that I have to take it with me. So I'm always looking for something that can do a number of different things in a very small package. It's a little tricky sometimes when you're on an airplane. And you'd love to watch a movie, but you really don't want to pull out your laptop.
Oh, I got something for you. I saw it today, and we're trying to get them on the show tomorrow. It's right by the, I want to say Cobra. No, you know, Cobra and then...
Panasonic is
no,
next to
it's
Cobra.
No, down, all the way down, like, to the wall, if you were going to go all the way east.
Okay.
She hates when
map.
I do that. Because
yeah, I have
do you mean
no
the South
clue.
Hall, the East Hall? There's no East Hall. No, it's in the Central Hall, and you walk east until you almost hit the wall. And there's a little place, and they have a DVD screen that's about 9 inches, but it's in 16x9, and you can pop in your iPod also if you have an iPod video or an iPod Touch or whatever. And that is perfect for on the plane. It looks like a book, you know, like a hardback book,
right?
But it's a fully contained DVD player. / iPod player.
I think my personal goal is to get to the point where I can have some sort of media player that's, you know, anywhere from 7 to 9 inches, you know, diagonally for screen, but something that is able to handle all of the movies and all of the TV stuff that I've accumulated, and not have to carry all the discs. And, you know, so that would have to be an incredibly good-sized hard drive order to do that.
See, so no flash. That's the problem. The trend's going to flash now. And for video, there's no way because just video is huge.
It is. It is. I've seen certain pieces of software that allow you to pull things off of DVDs and so on and so forth. And even then, the file size is still pretty freaking huge.
Yeah,
you know?
big.
Yeah. And I know that there are ways to compress it. And that's fine, but I suppose really my ultimate goal would be to have something like that. Not only could I enjoy on a, you know, just on a personal level, but also to be able to actually plug it into a larger display device and be able to play back.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
That's the downside. When you're watching something on a 3 or 4 inch screen and then you go video out, you go, oh, that doesn't look good.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure somewhere along the line, though,
it's balancing the file size.
Somebody will figure out a way to do it.
We haven't tried watching anything from your iPhone on the big TV.
Nope, not yet, because I don't have the video out cable. You need a new one from the iPhone.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn, for joining us.
Sure.
We greatly appreciate it. We're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and we're getting a what people see, the press sees, and the buyers see, and a behind-the-scenes thing, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE, your emails at radio@smartfamilyshow.com, and you're listening to The Smarts on Online Tonight.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
People are raving about Emergen-C, the health and energy drink mix packed with vitamin C, B, minerals, and electrolytes.
I was always lethargic, but thanks to Emergen-C, my mind is so sharp I just disproved Einstein's theory of relativity.
That's Einstein and a lie.
I was always afraid of winter, but now that I use Emergen-C, I collect other people's used tissues as a hobby.
Ooh. I have X-ray vision.
Lie.
I can morph into animal shapes.
Emergen-C, it makes you feel good.
Rawr. Look at me.
Really good.
As you may have heard, Yahoo Music Unlimited is now offering over 1 million songs for just $5 a month, which studies show would amount to 58,333 huge hours of the rock and roll. Damn, that feels good. Yahoo Music Unlimited, over 1 million songs, $5 a month, this is huge.
Yahoo!
$4.99 monthly price available with annual subscription. $59.88 upfront billed annually. See additional terms at sign up.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Flick it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, flick it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I don't know about you, but I always keep a few condoms around the house, you know, just in different areas. Because, I mean, look, you never know. But it feels kind of weird buying them with a big neon sign over your head flashing, "Look, everybody, she's having sex!" Which is even worse if you were just being optimistic. Anyway, so I'm in the drugstore, and I see this one called Magnum, which gets me thinking, why are condoms designed for men? Yes, men wear them on the outside, but don't we also wear them on the inside? Aren't we both using that condom? Unless men wear condoms when they're alone. Ugh.
Now there's Alexa by Trojan, the first condom designed by women to feel better for women.
You know, this idea that it's a man's condom could get totally out of control. Left unchecked, we could have condoms called Attila, Big Man, Lumberjack, Land Shark,
Now that you have Alexa condoms, use them. Because women are twice as likely as men to get a sexually transmitted disease. Learn more at AlexaByTrojan.com.
Online tonight.
Hey, bookmark this.
I always feel like I should be offended when he says bookmark this. The Consumer Electronics Show is actually put together by a company called CEA, which is the Consumer Electronics Association. So you would think that their website would be what?
CEA dot something.
Yeah, no. It's CE.org. C for consumer, E for electronic, dot org for organization, because they are kind of a trade association that takes care of everybody. So this hour's bookmark this is CE.org, and you can find out about all of the wonderful events that they put together and some of the other cool things that the CEA organization does, like they have a teen spokesperson, so maybe when Jennifer's old enough, she'll apply. That'll be good. That's this hour's bookmark this, CEA.org.
Online tonight.
I always have to push that back up, and I never remember to do it. I should learn to do that, right, Maria?
Yes, David.
It's Max. Okay. All right, so you had a chance to go out on the floor, did you? Not. I said to Miss Jennifer today, make sure you wear some comfy shoes, because we are going to go, and we are going to go and see the John Lennon bus.
It wasn't my shoes that were hurting. It was my legs.
Oh, your thighs?
My legs and my thighs and my hip bones and...
You're too young to have, like, that kind of problem. But anyway, what all did you get to look at?
Well,
Intel booth? Microsoft booth?
I made sure that we didn't go into the car audio section that much.
We went in and she's pulling on my arm. She's like, no, this is the bad section. This is the bad section.
There's no bad section. I'm going to take you in there because there's like three Lamborghinis I want you to see. There's the new car that I want, but it has Lamborghini doors. And
I
saw this great waterfall thing with subwoofers. And depending on the song, the water in the waterfall moves because the subwoofers are so strong. It wasn't the kicker booth, but it was something similar.
Wow.
The waterfall's in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've seen that before.
That's a different one.
Oh.
It's not this gray one that from last year. It's a new one. Fancy.
Did they have that hearse-looking thing?
I didn't see that. I would have seen the model that usually hangs out with it, but I did not see that. I did see some booth babes, though.
At the front where we came in, right in the corner right near there, we saw... I didn't really get to see much of it, but there was a projector thing, kind of like a disco, one of those disco lights that do the things, but it would shine on the ceiling and it made different patterns and different colors, like the little star would move and different twine tines would disappear and...
Oh,
neat. So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, she's pointing at this thing on the ceiling. I'm trying to navigate through the crowd. She's like, look up.
Yeah,
like I almost
never
fell
make
on my head.
Your mother look while she's trying to walk. She backs sure. into people. She needs one of those beep, beep, beep. Like we almost killed the lady at Walmart this morning.
We did?
Yes, because we backed out of the wipey section, and the lady was like right on us.
Yeah, but that was all of us. That wasn't just me.
I know. That lady was like, there was no personal space with that lady.
Yeah, she's standing right over us.
And then that truck at the fashion,
oh, the
whatever,
guy
that was
right
backing
next to us.
Up. That,
oh,
the,
he,
oh,
yeah,
with no
he
beep
didn't
beeps.
Have a beep, 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 beep. I don't
yeah.
know what that was.
And
so
if
what
I,
else, did you, what else did you see on the floor? You, it doesn't sound like you spent
I was
much
just
going to
say,
that.
And I'm double trouble on the show floor because I usually have a rolling bag. So I'm mowing over people's toes because my wheels and my feet don't necessarily go on the same track. We went from large booth to large booth. We went to LG.
It was very hard because there were so many people.
And it was crowded.
And
yeah.
it was so crowded.
I didn't really feel that way when I was there.
Did you try to walk through any of the bigger booths?
I went
it's hard
into the
to get
Sony
through
booth.
The crowds.
I talked to Mr. Can't even pronounce his name, but he's up there. I mean,
and
nobody was bugging him at all. I just went over and talked to him.
Here's something that was interesting in the LG booth. They have a 3D screen, and it says, please stand 3 to 4 feet back to get the best
view
of this. And so you've got all these people who go up to it to read the sign and then back up 3 or 4 feet so they can see. So you
maybe they should make the print bigger.
So you got to watch out for the
people. Because not all the buyers are able to see small print.
Right.
I mean, even the press people like myself can't see the small
print.
Even
if the print were larger, then you have people walking in front of you or standing right in front of it, and you have to kind of jostle your way up to see it. But then you've got all these people going in reverse because they want to see the proper vision. We walked in front of the people because that was the only gap to walk through. And I just got this blurry view of this 3D panel as we walk by. I'd like to go and see that from the proper distance.
Okay, we are getting a couple instant messages here about the phone thing. Yes, we cannot take calls live on the air while we're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the mobile studio right here in the Central Plaza. What we want you to do is we want you to leave us a voicemail with your name, contact information, return phone number. We will not give your phone number out on the air, but we just want, in case we want to follow up with you, we can send you a quick note or a call. And or maybe even if it's a great, great question, we'll schedule you for next Saturday. But leave the voicemail with your question. And then the technology that we use now, we get that right into the studio as an audio file, which we will play on the show and then answer your question. So you definitely want to call in and then stay tuned Tuesday, Wednesday for possibly your answer and your voice and all that answer and all that good stuff right there on the air.
Okay.
So LG booth you went to?
Yes, we went to LG. We went to Panasonic. We went to Motorola.
And I find that the model side, they have like desks with just a lot of girls, and they don't know anything. They just smile and wave
and
at
you. And
then
we saw another lady on her way to the press desk, and I said, well, we went over there first. She said, yeah, that's the model side.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Online Tonight with the Smarts.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Travelocity presents the Mucho Mexico Sale.
Translation, you'll save mucho moolah.
Book a flight and 5-night hotel to Mexico and get $100 off.
That's mucho savings.
That's why it's called the Mucho Mexico Sale.
Of course, that makes mucho sense.
So hurry. Get to Mexico and save.
Save mucho?
Yes, save mucho. Book now with your MasterCard card and get $100 off. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas, you can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky, Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
And now a game time update from Walmart. With their oven mitt skillets and chip and dip bowls, they stand ready. Like warriors off to battle, these party throwers bust open bags of chips, arrange deli platters, cook, take, and bake pizzas, all in preparation for the big game. Their fans have gathered to taste victory. And that famous 7-layer bean dip, because it's game time. They've been to Walmart, and they're prepared to put on a show like never before.
Pringles, Cheez-Its, Chex Mix, and Planters Peanuts are conveniently located at our Game Time Party display. Many on rollback. Look for it at Walmart.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. One minute past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. One minute, 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes, 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes, 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes, 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Five minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. minutes, 30 seconds past the hour. 60 seconds to live. This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific. AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour, 30 seconds to live. Tone ends at 0620.
And now, from the most connected city in the universe, this is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
Sitting in for David Lawrence is myself, Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm David Lawrence. No, I'm Jennifer Smart.
And we are sitting in for David, and we're doing a special version of Online Tonight. We're interrupting your regular scheduled program, that possibly the David Lawrence Show program. And we are bringing you live from the CES Supercenter, from the Central Plaza, all the goings-ons at CES, the International Consumer Electronics Show. Over 1 million plus square feet of exhibiting space, not including the extra million plus of suites and office and private party rooms and all that. And that doesn't even include what's going on over at the Sands. We're still taking your calls, even though it won't get into our studio here live. You'll have to leave us a voicemail, but we will use your question on the air. You want to call 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546, and you can leave a voicemail. Please include your name, city, state, your question in detail, and a contact number, which we will not put on the air, but we'll keep it in our file in case we need to follow up with you. And then we will put your audio up and answer your questions. We'd love to do that this week. And then if you have any other questions, by the time we get back to our studio on Saturday, you can just call in live as usual. 1-800-39-ONLINE, that's the toll-free telephone number. If you want to get into our email, you can send that to us live while we're here right now. What's our email address?
radio@smartfamilyshow.com.
What should you not send it to?
david@onlinetonight.com, because that does not get to us.
No, and that will get changed soon, so...
And when you send us an email, please include the following information: your first name, your city and state. If you prefer to have us follow up with you by phone, if you're a winner, include a phone number. Otherwise, we'll just email you if you're a winner or we have any questions about
your question.
We always enter people who ask questions into our drawings because we'll be giving away more things down the line. And so it's just automatic. We keep that information.
Well, that's kind of new because Online Tonight didn't used to give away a lot of things.
That's true.
But the smarts love to give away things.
That's true.
So we try to give things away. I mean, David had giveaways here and there, but we almost always have giveaways, from Disney DVDs to MP3 players to music cards to cell phone accessories to all kinds of great things.
And if you have a question while we're live on the air, you can send it by instant message. I'm Smart Vic Radio, and he's Smart Max Radio.
Well, I think that covers all of the contact information and how to reach us, and that way you can be a part of the show because that's what makes it fun. Is to hear from you and see what you like. But this hour we're going to share what we found as we walked around the Consumer Electronics Show. We had the opportunity today to go to a special event where Miss Jennifer got to watch Natasha Bedingfield perform, and she had a few words with Will.i.am, a private interview with Will.i.am, the one of the original founders of the Black Eyed Peas. You know they were around several years before Fergie joined them?
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
They just got Fergie to sell more of their albums.
Is that right?
There was a rumor that that was.
Oh, well, you didn't ask him, did you?
No.
No, you kept it very professional. Because we went to, what was the event that we went to?
We went to the unveiling of the new John Lennon educational tour bus, and it's very nice.
Who did Daddy freak out when he saw? I'm taller than she is. That was amazing to me. Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono.
Yes, okay. She was there. And I saw her. I almost ran into her. I almost didn't see her. That's why I almost ran into her. I almost did a mommy. But it was good. I thought, and then I tried to get the camera, and then by the time I got the camera, whoosh, she's gone. She's like a magic fairy. She just can get anywhere she wants to go.
If I ever meet her, I'm going to tell her you said that.
How do you say magic fairy?
You're like a magic fairy.
How do you say magic fairy in Japanese? I don't know. If you say it in Japanese, I'll let you. I'm assuming.
She speaks English very well.
I don't care. I'm saying that you cannot say that I called her a magic fairy unless you say it in Japanese. Then I give you permission to tell her I said so.
Okay.
Don't you think that's fair? Because you won't do it. You won't go and remember, hey, I have to tell her this in Japanese. When are you going to meet Yoko Ono anyway?
I don't know. Maybe I'll run into her tomorrow at
you
the Sandbox Summit.
You almost met her today, which was great.
I guess she doesn't have little kids anymore.
We have some really great things we're going to do tomorrow at the Sandbox Summit. We're going to meet a very famous young lady.
We are?
She is known throughout the whole America.
We are?
She might even be Miss America. Who did we see today? We started off our day pretty darn good. I got a cup of coffee and a great half a bagel.
And pumpkin loaf.
No, the bagel. The half a bagel. I could have eaten the other half a bagel. That's how good that bagel was.
Pumpkin loaf was.
And then we went and got something at the store because we needed a piece of equipment to make the show go off without a hitch.
And I cannot believe that mall did not have a music store.
I know. Then we got here, and what was great about that?
We got here.
No, who did I drag you off to see that you had seen 2.5, almost 3 years ago? But today, you got to chat with her.
Oh, Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Indy 500 Rookie of the... No, wait. Is she still Indy 500 Rookie of the Year?
I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's a different year now.
Is she like Veteran of the Year now or what? Oh, well. Anyway.
She's very popular. She's done very well in racing.
And we
has
got
she won yet? Because I know that has been like this goal. I should probably look this up.
Yeah.
That has been a goal. She was at a booth. She was one of the celebrity guests at one of the booths, and I'm not going to say who because they used to advertise with us, and now they don't, so that's fine.
And we got her autograph, and she has her own little picture that she signed.
I know. She's such a cutie, though.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know how she keeps her hair so nice when she wears a helmet all the time.
I know. Amazing.
I don't think she necessarily looks that good right after she takes the helmet off.
It's true.
You didn't see her in a helmet today, did you?
No. She was in a nice outfit. She wasn't in like her indie garb or anything.
What is her indie garb? You mean like a jumpsuit? The flame retardant jumpsuit?
Yeah, you know, with six layers and the foam stuff and the, I don't know, all kinds of neat stuff like that.
But, yes, we had a great time today. We walked around some of the Central Plaza. Yahoo doesn't have ice cream this year.
What do they have?
I don't know.
Did you not get in there?
No.
Oh, I tried to go in there, and there was a private event.
Excuse me, sir. I love these people. Excuse me, sir. Are you an invited guest?
Am I an invited guest? What do you mean? Yes. I am an invited guest. I am broadcasting here because of an invitation. And, I assume I'm an invited guest.
Oh, I mean from Yahoo. I
turned it all around. They get confused.
The Gibson tent was closed because they had private things going on there today as well. And
guess
all
who
these
we just
people.
Saw? I just saw.
Who?
Not just now, but when I was over throwing things away at the very far away trash can.
Who?
Kevin Costner was here.
Did you see Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was chatting with the guy right before the bus came to pick him up.
Oh.
Because he wasn't doing any press events.
I know.
But we may get a special star tomorrow.
Keep
very
your fingers
excited
crossed.
About it.
Very excited. I used to know exactly how many chest hairs he had.
Yeah.
If that gives anybody
a
clue.
I just want to know if he's going to feel how I feel tomorrow. That's what I want to know. Are you going to feel how I feel tomorrow? That's a clue.
And he doesn't have pink hair anymore.
No, he does. He has the same amount of hair as I have.
Actually, he never had pink hair. It was just the lights.
Oh, the pink lights on his blonde. You're listening to Online Tonight with the Smart. Give us a call.
You and I have both gotten holiday gift baskets in the past, but never like the ones you'll find at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. These are not your mama's gift baskets. They're like gift baskets on steroids, you know? Beautiful gifts that everyone will love and cherish forever. Train cases and leather boxes and chests and planners. Even an overflowing radio flyer wagon replica overstuffed with the world's finest gourmet coffees and candies and nuts and chocolates only at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. Order right now at giftbasketsdeluxe.com.
Navy Lieutenant Paul Montel on why he joined the United States Navy.
I went to an air show, and I was just hanging out with my friends, getting ready to work for this brokerage firm. I said, what do you have to do to be able to do this? After that, I went to a recruiter. Before you know it, my mom's kicking and screaming, and I'm heading off to flight school.
The United States Navy, when the last thing you want is just another day at the office. To learn more, check out Navy.com or call 1-800-USA-NAVY. Navy, accelerate your life.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching, and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Most people tune out radio commercials, so I'll go ahead and get through this as quickly as possible. Every 2007 Mini Cooper comes with a generous 3-year, 36,000-mile Mini full maintenance plan. Go to your local Mini dealer to test drive the all-new 2007 Mini and find out why it's not just whiptastic handling and giddy-up. It's a pretty ridiculous value, too. Now, with time remaining, I'll jump rope barefoot across the floor covered with mousetraps. The 2007 Mini Cooper. Ridiculously practical, undeniably fun. See Mini Service and Warranty Booklet for terms, conditions, and limitations.
Glad Force Flex trash bags are designed to stretch so you can stuff more in. And to demonstrate, into the bag I'm going to stuff a shadow boxer. Ooh, nice form. The musicians from the Vice County Renaissance Fair. Good to see you guys again. And finally, there's still room for the fog from a summer's morning on San Francisco Bay. Ah, flutes give me goosebumps. Glad Force Flex trash bags. For stretchable strength, get Glad.
Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement, and now we're trying to develop a Silver Rights Movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
Geek Speak. This hour's Geek Speak is OLED. Earlier we were talking to somebody who's very much into video, and OLED, the reason I'm bringing it up is because Sony today showed off an incredible OLED 11-inch screen, and it's like $1,500, $2,500, and they have already sold out all over all the Sony stores. OLED stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode. It's also known as a light emitting polymer, and it is a special layer of composed film of organic layers, and based on voltage, it glows. And the Sony one apparently has like a million points in this 11-inch screen. Some people say it is the future of portable computers, portable displays, advertising, informational signs, because it can be used in light sources of general space illumination in large areas, which means that it can be seen in a lot of different types of light sources, not just in the dark, like in a theater or in a house or something where you can get blackout drapes. It can be used in many, many different places. And the other thing I was looking at is how much less power it draws. They claim that it draws far less power, but I can't find out how much less, but that it will increase battery life. And so it's going to be definitely very appealing to people with laptops or ultra-thin laptops or stuff like that. So this hour's Geek Speak from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is OLED, Organic Light Emitting Diode. It always reminds me of Frasier.
Yes. It does. Over the last few months, we've talked...
And this reminds me of Disney Cruise.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We've talked about Skype on both Smart Family Show and here on Online Tonight. We've told you about how you can save money by making free calls to any of the more than 246 million registered Skype users around the world, or by purchasing Skype credit to use Skype out to call regular landline or mobile phone numbers around the world.
All right, so you know how here at Online Tonight we're all about taking your calls, your tech calls, and answering them. Well, Skype is all about connecting people with one another so they can chat, or they can use their free Skype to Skype voice or video calls, or even calls to regular landlines or mobile phones. It's great to reach out to friends and family or loved ones, or hopefully soon to be loved ones, during the holidays or any time of year. And we'd love to share with you some of the experiences of Skype users and how they have used Skype to connect in special ways.
Brian is a fourth grade teacher at an elementary school in Reno, Nevada. Last school year, one of his students, Celeste, was diagnosed with leukemia and was unable to come to school because of chemo and radiation treatments. Not wanting Celeste to miss class or contact with her friends and fellow students, Brian teamed with a nonprofit organization dedicated to facilitating support services for children and their families battling childhood cancer. They set up a wireless laptop computer with a camera mounted to a tripod in the classroom so that Celeste could be a part of the regular school day. Using Skype technology, particularly the video calling feature, she was able to interact with the class, listen to Brian present new material, and even ask questions.
You know, this is almost how I met my wife. Eric and Lori, they met in a nightclub in Mexico City in July of 2005 while both were on vacation. He was living in Minneapolis, I think, at the time, and she was somewhere like in Houston studying some college or school or something. They carried on a long-distance relationship where they could see each other in person every couple of weeks, but they actually spent more time getting to know each other using Skype. Eric and Lori would schedule dates on Skype where they could get together. Example, they would go out and buy the exact same sushi dinner and eat it together at the same time, despite being in different cities and possibly even different time zones. Eric painted his new apartment with Skype video.
so that she could watch and say, oh, you don't want to use that color. Eric even organized his Skype date for the day that he flew down to Houston to propose to Miss Lori. Oh. To make sure that she'd be home. He wanted to make sure, hey, if I'm spending $300 on a non-refundable plane ticket, I want to make sure she's there. A year later, Eric and Lori returned to Mexico City, where they got married.
Kelly was a student in the U.S., but the rest of her family was in South Africa. When she got married in Washington, D.C., June 2006, her entire family wasn't able to attend. Her sister had just had twins and couldn't make the long trip. Thankfully, Kelly, who had already used Skype with video chat to communicate with and see her sister and her babies, was able to bring a laptop into the green room where she was preparing for the big event. Even her friends all called through Skype. They were able to see her and be with her while she was getting dressed and having her makeup done. She opened a bottle of champagne in D.C., and her sister did the same in Johannesburg. Kelly felt like her sister was right there with her, thanks to Skype.
Okay, I have relatives named after these next two people, Steve and his wife, Stephanie. But they're not ours, because these two are from Britain. They relocated to Florida. They probably worked at Disney World or something. When Stephanie gave birth to the couple's second child in Florida, Skype played a very important part. You may say, how? Well, Steve took his laptop and his webcam to the hospital. My wife would never let me do that. And using a super fast wireless connection.
At the hospital?
Yeah. They were able to show everybody. I don't think the actual birth part.
No.
But, they got to see the baby and the mom and how well they were doing right there in the hospital because Skype was there during the birth. Not on video, you know what I'm saying? Not the gross part, just the good part. And the grandparents got to see their new arrival just moments after she was born.
While eBay employee Dale was on military assignment in the Middle East, he was able to attend the birth of his son Benjamin using Skype video. He spent 6 hours by his wife Abby's side watching everything that went on and interacting with everyone in the delivery room, as if he was right there with them instead of in Kuwait. He spent even more hours communicating with her by chat and phone, so he stayed connected in many ways through Skype.
That's the one that gets me the most.
Yeah.
All right, remember Skype the next time. You can't be with a friend or family member during an important time. It's easy to get started with Skype. Not only do you save money on calls to everyone you know, but it's easy to stay connected. So just go to Skype.com, S-K-Y-P-E.com. And download the free software. It's really super simple and easy. Video that we're making for Skype took me like a couple minutes. I downloaded it. I put in my screen name. I made my first call. And, the microwave hadn't even gone off for my 1 minute worth of tea.
If you have any questions about how to use Skype, you can email us and we'll address them on the show. That's radio@smartfamilyshow.com. You can also find more information about Skype and get started using it by going to Skype.com. That's S-K-Y-P-E.com.
All right, instant message. Who are you? I am Max. Who's the little kid on the air? 11-year-old Jennifer Smart, who has interviewed more celebrities and industry leaders than any kid her age, and the mom who holds it all together or stirs the pot with her big spoon, Miss Victoria. You're listening to Online Tonight with the Smarts. Stay tuned.
I'm in the Polar Bear Club, so I don't think twice about jumping into freezing water, unless I'm stuffed up with a cold. So I take Claritin D, because nothing clears nasal congestion from cold stronger, faster, or longer. Claritin D clears my head, helps me breathe freely, and lasts a long time. Bombs away! Live Claritin Clear.
For cold congestion, ask for non-drowsy Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
This is a sit tone, and you know what? It's death to automated computerized dialers. Those automated voices that call you in the middle of dinner and want to sell you stuff, if one of those services hears that sit tone, it automatically removes you from their list. They'll never call you again. And I can include that in a customized outgoing voicemail message that I do for you over at my site. Go to thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on voicemail, customize any message you want, make one up of your own, I'll do it for you. Thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on voicemail.
It's a typical day in every way. Work, stress, pressure.
And then at night, you're thinking about tomorrow.
I just can't sleep.
Put your day away the Unisom way. Unisom is clinically proven to ease you into your healthy sleep cycle so you get to sleep faster and sleep longer. You'll wake up refreshed, revitalized, restored.
So how is everybody today?
Tonight, get ready to take on your day the Unisom way.
Use as directed.
As an investor, you need information in a keystroke. Keeping up online with the companies you hold is crucial, and there's no better tool than Market Browser to stay current with your portfolio. Market Browser is a free, standalone desktop version of what the pros use, with news, ratings, financials, and of course, charts. Charts that have been called the best in the business by Wall Street professionals. No spyware guaranteed, and it's absolutely free. Download Market Browser at marketbrowser.com. That's marketbrowser.com.
Got annoying allergies? Then go ahead, stick it to them.
Stick it to my allergies?
Yeah, you just stick out your tongue and switch to Allivert.
Stick out my tongue?
Exactly, because Allivert is the allergy medicine that bursts into action the instant you stick it on your tongue. So the instant you take Allivert, you know allergy relief is on the way.
So with Allivert, I can stick it to my allergies every time.
Every single time. So stick out your tongue and experience the relief of Allivert.
Use as directed.
Hey, Lily von Stupp here. Are you wondering where you can find a great burlesque show? Maybe even one I'm dancing in? Well, it's easy. Point your browser to burlesque411.com. You can get the 411 on burlesque shows and performers in my town or yours. You'll find listing for burlesque shows all over the country on one new website, burlesque411.com. So the next time you're looking for a classy woman in trashy clothing, stop by and see who's performing in your town. Burlesque411.com. It's all about the tease. Burlesque411.com.
Simon Says, put your hands on your head. Simon Says, lie down on the rug. Simon Says, stay there for 3 hours. Simon Says, smoke up again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. Simon Says, fail a class, don't care. Okay, now we're getting warmed up.
Be your own Simon. Learn how at AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Simon Says, put your hands on your head. Simon Says, lie down on the rug. Simon Says, stay there for 3 hours. Simon Says, smoke up again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. Simon Says, fail a class, don't care. Okay, now we're getting warmed up.
Be your own Simon. Learn how at AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
As you may have heard, Yahoo Music Unlimited is now offering over 1 million songs for just $5 a month, which studies show would amount to 58,333 huge hours of rap.
I flow over a beat that make a chick weave blow, and those who try to compete to the wall, I throw.
So yeah. Yahoo Music Unlimited, over 1 million songs, $5 a month. This is huge.
Yahoo!
$4.99 monthly price available with annual subscription, $59.88 upfront billed annually. See additional terms at sign up.
Here's your band's debut record.
Rock! Ooh, kick that. Good song. I think it's cool.
Here's your band's debut record after 63 million people have downloaded it for free. Yo, any questions? Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
They're cool, they're real.
Can't get no better.
Online Tonight. Online Tonight.
Online Tonight. Sitting in for David Lawrence is the Smarts. We are interrupting your regularly scheduled David Lawrence Show broadcast to bring you a special edition of Online Tonight Live from the International Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. Almost in California. It's Nevada. You know, they're so close to each other. It almost feels like it's the same state. And there's a lot of pretty lights here and
yeah.
stuff, so it's almost like being home.
I think there are more lights here.
There are a lot more lights here. We are taking your calls, and we are taking your emails, and we're taking your instant messages. Our telephone number is 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. Please leave a voicemail, and we will use your audio this week on the show because we can't take it live into the CES Super Broadcast Center. We're not able to get the calls in. Everything else is working great. Internet, Smart Max Radio, Smart Vic Radio on instant message on basically any service you could think of, we're on there. And then send your emails to radio@smartfamilyshow.com. The onlinetonight.com domain is still working out as it gets into our facilities and into our network. Here's one of the things I found interesting. According to Bill Gates, he's going to be shifting part-time to Microsoft later this year. And so the speculation of the keynote that he did on Sunday might be his last keynote. He was very whimsical, and he offered a lot of predictions during his keynote. But many news companies are reporting it could be his last call. It's maybe his last one. It's been a tradition where he has kind of done a State of the Union address on the industry and all that. And he does it Sunday, the day before it opens. We're here on Monday, opening day. It opened today at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and closed at 6, even though I think a few people skipped out earlier today.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple parties tonight. Is a monster party tomorrow?
Yes, I believe the monster party's tomorrow. But Showstoppers is tonight, which is why
missed that.
Some people
That's all right.
Left
skipped
early.
Out early. And then sometimes he has people come on stage that are like...
Who were the? Were there any celebrities this time?
Well, I don't know if the person made it on the stage itself, but they did play a video of Bill Gates bench pressing weights with Hollywood star Matthew McConaughey.
Huh.
Matthew was his spotter. And he was thinking, I wonder what happens if I let this barbell go. It was just kind of fun. And then Bono had a few words to say on video. Lead singer Bono, if you may or may not know, what band does he sing for?
U2,
exactly.
So what
right.
is he doing? Why was he involved?
He said that he is really good at Guitar Hero on the Xbox 360, and he just wanted Gates to know that, for sure.
He's a lead singer, not a lead guitarist.
I know. The Edge is the lead guitarist. And then Gates, during the keynote on Sunday, strapped on a game controller for Guitar Hero... for the Xbox during his thing.
What did he
and
play?
And he said that he likes to casually play the game.
Did
I didn't
say
hear
what
the song was. No, we didn't get to go. Mm. And then one of the guests that made it on stage was Slash. He came out there, former lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that Slash couldn't even play the song of his.
That wasn't a rumor.
In
Guitar Hero 3, there's battle mode.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can battle the superstar.
He couldn't beat himself.
And he couldn't beat himself.
So that one,
that makes sense, though, because, playing Guitar Hero 5 buttons versus a 6-string guitar with frets are, that's like you driving a Segway. You can't drive a Segway very well. Just because of the way you balance. But you drive a car.
Tried.
All right. You know what I mean?
I've never tried driving a Segway.
Okay, skateboard. Can you skateboard?
No way.
Okay, there's no way you're going to segue that.
I can't even figure out how to push the skateboard and get it started, much less getting that foot off the ground. I'm more of a scooter kind of person, I think, because I like the... I don't know. No, I don't ride a scooter either. Bicycle.
All right. You had enough trouble with the little toboggan going down the snow. I think you're going to have a lot of trouble with the many other things.
That was kind of the
Bill thing. He seemed like he was having a little more fun than usual, and he seemed a lot more relaxed.
Ooh, he let loose.
Kind of.
Party with Bill. Yeah. We should have gone.
He didn't seem so
stressed.
I
think we would
have
had
to. We
could
have gone. We had way too much to
do. We were setting up. But I think probably the people who got seats were there about 2 hours before it started.
Yeah.
There's no way we could have done that.
Well, I don't know that we would get into that one, and I know we're not getting into Steve's. So we're just going to...
Well,
have to manage with how we manage.
Well, Bill's was first come, first serve for anybody, so...
Oh, you know why we got bumped this year from Steve's?
Why?
Because they invited 500 international press people from Asia. That's why we're not... Because they're going to be kicking off in Japan and everything with the phones. I'll tell you, that's one of the interesting things I've noticed. While I was walking around the floor, I heard a lot of mumbling. Apple this. Mm-hmm. Apple that. That was in the Motorola booth. That mm-hmm. was in the LG booth. That was in the Sony booth. So even though Apple may or may not be here, I think they have a suite. I don't think they have a... They don't have anything on the floor.
They're here in spirit.
They definitely have made some changes. iPods everywhere, and now iPhone. So people are concerned. People are concerned about what Apple's doing.
Yeah.
And we'll find out more next week at Macworld Expo.
Is that when there's...
Well, what else did you get to see while you were perusing the very small amount of carpet
Hyundai?
That you... Hyundai?
Oh, yeah.
They have their own Roomba-like thing. But it's taller.
It's taller.
And it has only three buttons.
I thought it might be kind of fun to talk to.
It should be thinner. You don't want something taller. Yeah. You want something thinner.
It's
because
taller.
I need something that can go underneath my RCA Classic radio.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Roomba has a little trouble because of our shaggy carpet.
Yep. I thought it would be fun to talk to somebody from Hyundai because Hyundai isn't a company that you normally think of when you think home electronics, right? You think
Aren't
cars.
They? Yeah, they're
no.
a car company.
You think international cargo carriers on a big ship.
Right, but you don't think
then
TVs.
They make cars.
You don't think robotic vacuum
cleaners.
They don't
cleaners. Make
TVs. They do.
They make TVs?
Yes.
I have got to go see this booth. Where is this booth?
It's small. It's not a very big booth. It was across from LG.
You know what? Maybe they need someone like Online Tonight who has brought brand names like Papa John Pizza and GoDaddy.com and Radio Shack to the minds of millions. Maybe Hyundai needs to hire someone like Jennifer, myself, to educate people about all the wonderful things.
We asked if they had somebody who could come on the show and talk about all the different products that they make, but they only brought individual people for each product.
One person for one product.
The one person who can talk about all the products didn't come to the show.
Oh, that's all right.
And there's a little bit of a language barrier because they're still very... are they
Native.
Korean?
They're Korean, yeah. There's nothing wrong with
on
that.
On the little badge it said.
They speak English well enough for us to understand, you know. But
not
it
comfortably
might not...
enough to do necessarily a radio interview.
Maybe. They may not be comfortable
with like
it.
There were like two
I would be fine
people that spoke.
We had the LG guy on that talked about the HD, DVD, and
the
Blu-ray last year.
He was the inventor of it, wasn't he?
And I thought he did very well, even though he wasn't sure, you know, oh, I don't know, my English is maybe not that good. He did great, buddy.
My favorite was when we interviewed the Sony guy about
iPhone. I love that. Pink ball. We still do that.
Yeah.
Does
pink
Chloe
ball.
Have her pink ball?
She doesn't have a pink ball.
I have
she
that.
She has a
I
green ball.
That's
you know what?
I need to sample that again. I don't have that on the new Online Tonight super techno dashboard.
Whenever I step onto the show floor at CES, all these memories of the past shows come flooding back, like the locations where we did our broadcasts the different years. And the people that we've met and run into, like when we were in the North Hall doing broadcasts a couple of years, I remember running over to the XM booth to see what celebrities were there, like Weird Al.
That's where we met Weird Al and Ludacris
and Jane
Will.i.am, I believe. Is
Jane Weedland from the Go-Go's and...
I like her.
What's that guy? John Waite.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I didn't see him.
So they... We didn't make it over to the XM booth when we were in the North Hall because she was dragging me away.
She's going to get to bed here soon, and then we're going to have a busy day tomorrow, and we're going to drag her feet until her hips and her thighs and her feet separate.
We are going
to put them in a baggie, and then we give them back to her tomorrow.
She's going to get to sit down for a little while tomorrow because we're going to these panel discussions as part of the Sandbox Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast and then several panel discussions.
What does that mean, panel discussion? I don't even know.
There's like a panel of experts in different things having to do with...
Oh, we sit and we listen?
Yeah. And they take questions and then we can talk about it.
Oh, maybe I'll catch up on my Waverly Places on my iPhone.
Hey.
Maybe.
You want to listen to the people from Sesame Workshop, from Nickelodeon, and from Mattel, and Semantic. And
they
come
might
on,
lose
don't you
me.
Like
I'm going to be honest
Michelle.
With you. If Michelle...
It's not Michelle.
I like Michelle. If Michelle talks a lot about Barbie MP3 player, I may not listen.
I don't think it's product specific.
Let me tell you why, because I've heard from Miss Jennifer for days and days on end about how awesome it is. And then she said, I changed his earrings. And I did. But she doesn't show me these things.
I just got the pajama and the glam gowns pack.
Okay, good. So maybe you could show me it instead of just talking my ear off about it. I'd like to see the Barbie thing for once instead of just hearing about it.
The panel
That's
that,
why we have the website.
Yes. The panel that Mattel is on is called The New Frontier of Play, and they've got Cartoon Network, Ellen from Hope Lab, who's doing the Ruckus Nation thing with Jennifer, somebody from Microsoft, and somebody from Digital Blue. So it's going to be, it's not going to be just here's the product.
No, so I will not have any time to watch any of my TV programs.
No.
Hey, people have asked me in the past, like how you've mentioned Jennifer's red carpet reports on your phone, and you've mentioned all these things that you've done over the last year or so. Head over to smartfamilytour.com, where you can see Jennifer interviewing Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock and many of the other people by clicking on Jennifer's video of the week. You're listening to Online Tonight with Smarts. Stay tuned.
YouSendIt is the number one digital delivery company on the web, allowing businesses and individuals to conveniently deliver all types of digital content. People around the world rely on YouSendIt to securely deliver videos, music, photos, graphics, data, and other digital files. Go to YouSendIt.com and eliminate email bounce backs from oversized attachments, burning files to disk and shipping them by overnight courier, and the need to use FTP transfers. Visit YouSendIt.com to start your free trial. That's YouSendIt.com.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
I need Cheerios and Listerine, Huggies, Pepsi, and Pantene, GE Lights and 409. If I spill, it's bounty time. Dollar General, that's the spot. Look at everything I got.
It's clearance days at Dollar General. Get 50% off our everyday low prices on specially marked fall and winter clothing through February 19th. And 25% off specially marked home decor and housewares through March 19th. See our in-store ad for details. Save time, save money every day.
Dollar General.
Hi, I'm filling in on this radio spot for Hall's Fruit Breezers because the regular announcer, Jim, is, quote, sick with a, quote, sore throat. Funny how Jim seems to have gotten a, quote, sore throat just after Jim found out Hall's Fruit Breezers come in so many awesome flavors. Funny how Jim's home enjoying the sweet taste of Hall's Fruit Breezers while I'm covering for Jim again. Funny, isn't it, Jim? Ha ha! Anyway, Jim, Hall's Fruit Breezers soothes all kinds of scratchy, irritated throats. Unless you're Jim. Jim, in which case it soothes pretend ones. Jim.
Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, lie down on the rug. Simon says, stay there for 3 hours. Simon says, smoke up again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. Simon says, fail a class, don't care. Okay, now we're getting warmed up.
Be your own Simon. Learn how at AboveTheInfluence.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First you need a bike, then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Emergency is a fizzy, fruity drink mix packed with vitamin C and other complexes that'll boost both your immune system and your energy level. Listen to what our customers have to say.
You're no match for my immune system, cootie.
Emergency tastes like justice. Emergency, it makes you feel good, really good.
When taking Emergency, it's important to remember that you are not a superhero. Despite the fact that you will experience a boost in energy and a bolstered immune system, you will still remain mortal. Do not attempt to fly, scale buildings, breathe underwater, stop projectiles, control people with your mind, or attempt to thwart armed and dangerous evildoers. Do not wear a cape and unitard in public. Again, the use of Emergency will make you feel good, really good.
Simple movement can be part of a healthy lifestyle. More on this tip for sensible living after this word from United Healthcare.
Honey, this is great sushi. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I made it myself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm full of surprises.
Where'd you get the fish?
Caught them myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, down at the creek.
The creek?
Yeah, the one by the treatment plant.
United Healthcare knows that people don't always use common sense. Fortunately, we bring common sense to healthcare, like offering affordable health benefit solutions, quality and cost comparison tools, and live and online chats with medical experts. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
A tip for your health is to find ways to literally move your body on a daily basis, and it doesn't have to be an hour in the gym. It can be in small doses. Climb stairs when you can, walk the dog, chase your kids around. Even yard work and house cleaning can provide movement for your limbs. It's a fitness tool, but it also relieves tension as well. Just doing those activities a few times a week will help, so remember, keep on moving. This living tip comes from United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
This is definitely one you want to bookmark. This is a site that I use all the time, especially when I'm coming to the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's Vegas.com, Vegas.com. And what I like about it is that you don't have to just book airfare and hotels, because I don't need that. I got my own condo, or I got my own bus, or I got somebody's floor I can hang out on, or I just don't go to bed at all, so I don't need a hotel. That's why you don't want to play cards next week, because I smell. But you can do a lot of all kinds of things. Gambling, you can find out about poker tournaments, golf. If you want to get married here, if you want to have a spa treatment, attractions like the amusement park type things, nightlife, the shows. You can even get tickets to Mamma Mia. I think when we took Jennifer to Mamma Mia and the grandparents, the Smarts, out to see a play, a Broadway-style play here in Las Vegas. We went to Vegas.com and clicked on shows, and we checked it out. Everything you could possibly want there. That's apparently the official Vegas travel site at Vegas.com. Vegas.com. Any other closing thoughts from our first day here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas? We have a lot to see still.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little sad that we didn't get a chance to go to one of our favorite stomping grounds, Showstoppers.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the next day or two, if they are available, we'll have a couple of the Showstopper special guests on. We're still finalizing the schedule for the rest of the week, which is great. Gives us some flexibility to get some of the guests on. I know that there's a few fun things that I've seen on the floor that I'd like to see. A lot of iPod accessories. A couple of them I'd love to feature, especially the one that you have connected to your TV and you remote control around. That one would be very exciting to share.
It's every year is a little bit different here. From broadcasting in the different halls, like, I didn't know what it would be like to be outside the show floor. We've always done our broadcast from the show floor, so you get some of that energy and electricity, but you have all the logistics of getting all the equipment in there and set up, and, you know, you run the risk of the power going out.
No,
or
not here. This is not E3. This is why the Consumer Electronics Show, run by the CEA people, has always gone off
right without
a hitch, and they didn't have to cancel it.
Right.
Whereas E3 doesn't exist anymore because they've had so many problems.
But you run the risk of train horns messing with your audio equipment or people being too loud when you're trying to broadcast. But at the same time, it adds atmosphere,
yeah,
and it makes it fun. But it's nice being in our coach here and having people come to us to do the interviews. It's also nice that after the show closes, we can be here to do our broadcast at its normal time. We would not be able to broadcast from the show floor at 7 o'clock at night because everything closes down at 6. So that's, you know, you've got the toss-ups between the two.
All I'd like to say is I had a great time today, and I'm looking forward to having a good time tomorrow and Wednesday and little bit of Thursday.
I think the rule here is
I'm very excited about tomorrow.
I know, me too. You got to pace yourself. You need to have a plan. You need to stay hydrated. It's like a marathon. It really is. Mm-hmm. At a place like this, so if you're a buyer and you have, like, you know exactly what you need to go out for,
right
thing. If you're a press person and you're just trying to see everything to see what
that's hard.
All the different categories are going to be covered. And you have to eat right.
Yeah.
So that you have the sustained energy to do all these things.
Yeah.
Carry a snack, have some fruit.
You know, in some areas...
Don't eat really spicy pizza.
In some areas, you can sort of see an affiliation. Like, you've got all the car audio and all that stuff together in the North Hall. But some of the other halls confuse me because... I can't really remember what the South Hall is known for, except that it's two stories, and it's huge, and the booths seem a little smaller. It seems like a lot of the really big ones are in the Central Hall.
I think that the South Hall, from my perspective, typically, at least the bottom floor, is the high-end home theater. Mm-hmm. That's where you go to get custom-made software controllers, where you've got the touch screens and the panels, that software has matched your furniture.
And that's where we have to look for Bob.
That's where our buddy Bob usually is, because he's a high-end guy. I mean, he makes software that matches furniture. That's pretty high-end.
That was a couple years ago.
And then, no, last year.
Mm-mm. This year.
It was a couple years ago, because we went to dinner with him without her.
And then we saw him later.
It was this year. It was 2007, because I have the videotape to prove it.
Right. We interviewed him about the little screen thingy.
Okay. Did you go to dinner with us?
No! Okay. It was...
Because we didn't have a sitter last year.
Sitters.
We didn't have a sitter last year. Anyway.
It was Digital Life.
No, it wasn't.
No.
No. So many trade shows. We're so confused. It's huge. And, yes, we're going to walk our feet off on Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow's the Sands. And then Wednesday and Thursday we'll be here back here at the convention center doing the
Are we going to go to
halls.
The Hilton at all?
Oh, we have to. We have to see the International. We have to know what the fun, quirky products are that you won't find anywhere else.
Yes.
Except in the Far East.
And that's a lot of territory. The Far East has a lot of territory.
Yep. And a lot of interesting products that never make it to the U.S. market.
No, we don't get a lot of cool stuff over here. I want a USB rice cooker that also is a noodle extractor that will play my favorite music. They have it.
And sonically clean
and
your vegetables.
I want it. And it's smaller than a pack of gum.
No, you couldn't have a rice cooker smaller than a pack of gum.
I was going to say that it was smaller than a pack of cigarettes. But
it makes
that's not, especially in California, that's not environmentally.
It would be a rice candy maker if it was that small. It wouldn't be a rice cooker.
Hey, it's the Smart sitting in live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Give us a call, 1-800-39-ONLINE. Stay tuned.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.